and gentlemen, it is Monday, December 16th, 2019. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And the awakening has begun. The second American Revolution is going worldwide, 2.0. We're going to lay it all out. But first, let's take a look at the impeachment about to pass out of the House and go into the trial in the Senate.
If you impeach a president, if you make a high crime and misdemeanor out of going to the courts, it is an abuse of power. It's your abuse of power.
Well, McConnell's plan to acquit Trump at trial. They're not just going to have a 51 vote up or down, which the Senate could do to fully reject the indictment that is set to be passed out of the House illegally. They've done the whole thing illegally, according to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Robert's Rules, common sense. It's been a huge abuse of power. Textbook, they should all be impeached. There actually are procedures to impeach members of the House, but the Democrats have a majority. They're not going to impeach themselves. So we're seeing real tyranny on parade. Will voters reject this? Yes.
The case is so darn weak coming over from the House. We all know how it's going to end. There's no chance the president's going to be removed from office. My hope is that there won't be a single Republican who votes for either of these articles of impeachment. And, Sean, it wouldn't surprise me if we got one or two Democrats. It looks to me over in the House, the Republicans seem to be solid and the Democrats seem to be divided.
The problem is Democrats are going for broke.
Leader McConnell is basically sending a signal. I don't want to talk to Schumer.
Today, New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski got some booze when he told constituents in his district he plans to vote for impeachment.
I believe that on the two counts of impeachment that have been put before us, that the vote should be yes, and I will be voting yes.
And you've got a half dozen Republicans in the Senate up in 2020 who may not want to be put in that position.
So they tried, well, everything. Smearing courageous witnesses, including Trump appointees. Attacking the process itself. Obstructing the investigation by withholding relevant testimony and documents. Ridiculous stunts like storming a meeting they were actually invited to.
Engaged in massive election fraud and have people voting in the names of millions of dead citizens. That's all confirmed. Judicial Watch this year got documents in California.
A voter fraud investigation done by the federal government would be the most significant civil rights investigation in a generation. And why is that? Because if there is voter fraud, whether it be a dozen, a few hundred, a few thousand, or as President Trump seems to allege, a few million, those are votes that are stolen from average Americans who are voting lawfully.
And so you can ask yourself, is it good that McConnell is going to allow a full fiasco trial to counter the lies that we've seen in the House? And Trump says if there's a trial, he wants a long one.
I wouldn't mind a long process because I'd like to see the whistleblower who's a fraud. The whistleblower wrote a false report.
And so they have time to call Steele and Strzok and Page and McCabe and Adam Schiff and all the rest of them and put them on the hot seat, something they've been dodging. Well, McConnell says, no, we're going to have a quick trial, but then we've got the votes to acquit the president and say he's completely innocent. Well, that's great.
How we can impact that really is just with 51 votes. The Chief Justice is in the chair. I don't expect the Chief Justice to try to tilt the playing field either way. We'll listen to the opening arguments by the House prosecutors. They will listen to the president's lawyers respond. And then we'll have to make a decision about the way forward.
Now we actually might see something, because if they were going to put it to bed, they'd put it to bed with this IG report. They are not putting it to bed. Trump's demanding action. But I have a gut feeling things have changed now. The globalists had a deal to back off. They haven't backed off. And because of this impeachment, that behind-the-scenes deal of detente is over. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Big government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And we are live on this Monday, December 16th, 2019, worldwide broadcast. And humanity has awoken. And now the fall of the globalist is assured. The only question is, will they try to take us down with them, and will we let them? There's a reason the globalists are fighting so hard to shut us down. They know the spirit of 1776. The spirit of the Renaissance shines brightly from InfoWars. That spirit of fighting evil is growing stronger, not weaker under attack, because your will is strong. And make no mistake, this is a war of wills. InfoWars' main mission is to expose the globalist blueprint, rally humanity, and stop them dead in their tracks. As modern Paul reveres, it's critical for all Americans to do their part in the animating contest of liberty to expose darkness and promote freedom and a pro-human future everywhere we go. The quickening is here. We are now entering the crossroads, and InfoWars is rising to the challenge. InfoWars and our dedicated, committed crew is fighting harder than ever. We live in the most historical times ever seen in the history of our species. Everyone can see it, they can feel it, they can taste it. But now, it's all going to the next level. Evil is rising, and to challenge it, good is rising as well. The fact that you're awake, the fact that you're involved, the fact that you're engaged, even in the smallest way, is giant. It's massive. It's consciousness. Now, as the year 2020 dawns, we must redouble our efforts like never before in the fight to bring down the deep state and defeat the globalist anti-human system. But the only way our information gets out is when you spread it, and when you support it by funding our operations, which are your operations, at InfoWarsStore.com. The answer to 1984 is 1776. At the bottom of the hour, Paul Joseph Watson will join us from London, England, where the Conservative Party just routed the leftist in an ultra-massive way. And we see that expanding across the world, that everywhere the globalists are seeing their power structure falter and the people reject their systems. The Great Second Awakening, or the second phase of the Renaissance that began 500 years ago, is here. It is a competing system against the globalist exterminist operation, and it's up to every man, woman, and child out there across this globe to decide which direction we are going to go together. In fact, I hadn't told the crew this. Paul put out a report this morning that's extremely powerful. It's his latest report on this election and all the media trying to deny that the conservatives are going to win and trying to fix the polls just like they did 3 years ago for Hillary Clinton. But still, it didn't work. Didn't convince people to say, oh, well, suddenly the liberals are ahead. I'll vote for them to feel like I'm a winner. The propaganda didn't work. The real poll showed the conservatives 50 and 20 points ahead, and the conservatives won by a whopping 20-plus point lead, meaning they have a majority wide in the parliament. Not seen in a long, long time. Meaning now it's up to Boris Johnson, who was put into power by the populist, by the patriots, by Nigel Farage, who was put into power by our listeners in the UK. Farage has said that openly. This audience of activists put them on the map, and now they've put Johnson on the map. And the only reason I point that out is this audience of activists has to know how amazing you are and what you've done. We started having Nigel Farage on like 16, 17, 18 years ago with all these different UKIP candidates on. And he would talk about half the people when they'd go to their front doors who knew who they were suddenly, UKIP. even though they'd been around a decade before that, had learned about it from InfoWars. Hell, back then, routinely, InfoWars would be in the top 100 websites in the UK. And that's how we've quietly been working behind the scenes, just believing that if we fired out the signal, they would come. And it did happen. So from the UK to Brazil, from Germany to Spain, from countries in Asia, across the board, globalism is being rejected. Globalism is in trouble. And here, even in cooked polls, Trump has gained 5 to 10 to 15 points. Real polls, Trump's 15, 20 points ahead of the Democrats right now. They're in full panic mode. They already knew that and were trying to get him out of office with this impeachment, but it has spectacularly backfired on them, and the public is really awakening. And this weekend, all over the U.S., Joe Biden got confronted repeatedly. The Clintons got confronted repeatedly. Adam Schiff got confronted. Nancy Pelosi got confronted spectacularly, and it's exponential. I felt it. I saw it. I could taste it. I could feel it with what happened when Owen spontaneously stood up in Congress last Monday calling out the hoax, and that, again, like ripples in a pond, triggered others, and we're seeing it build towards a crescendo of human action. Due to the censorship, they've even had Wall Street Journal articles where they're like, oh, we've got to shut down these anti-vaxxers. We wouldn't let them have their free speech online, so now they're taking over live events. We've got to arrest them. We've got to take their children. The last desperate action of a tyrant is try to arrest their opposition. When the vaccines are tainted, they've been given liability protection by the same dangerous big pharma companies that have caused such great scourges. We're going to break that down at the bottom of the next hour with Zach Voorhees, who's done a lot of research into it. He's going to shoot a big PowerPoint with some research today or tomorrow that we're going to be airing this week as well, really drilling into the facts on vaccines and how it's a corporate delivery system into your body with whatever payloads they want to bring in. And the fact that they're desperately trying to cover up even the inserts that admit that they are maiming people en masse. So that's all coming up. And so much more, ladies and gentlemen. Hillary Clinton has a disgusting Joan Rivers-style facelift on her ghoulish face, her ghoulish mug, and the internet's really mocking it. The new glam look sparks meme fest. That's up on InfoWars.com as she again prepares to enter the race. People say, well, she's heading past the deadlines. She's going to try to have a brokered convention. That's the plan. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but I told you it's the plan, and now they're basically admitting that's the plan. We'll be discussing all of that. But the first big thing we're going to hit today is not the fact that she's gotten all the Botox like monkey face John Kerry, but that the Democrats are trying to cause a civil war in this country. And now Rand Paul is making that point. So we have that clip when we come back. Please don't forget, if you get your order in by this Friday, we can guarantee shipment to anywhere in the United States before Christmas, not just the continental United States. And as your purchase of the products that fund this operation, why wouldn't people do their Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com? Great products, fantastic prices, huge variety, and it's funding an operation that stands up for a pro-human future and our children and our current and future liberties. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, giant specials. We have the 12 days of Christmas going on right now with 60% off on things like Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and so much more. Stay with us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Joe Biden says Boris Johnson's victory portends doom for more leftist Democratic Party. Look what happened. The Labor Party moved so far to the left. That's right. I mean, Joe just wants to confiscate all the semi-auto handguns and rifles. The Democrats to the left of him want to take them all. There is no difference. And Paul Joseph Watson joins us. Next segment from the UK to break all of this down. But what are the establishment entitled embedded bureaucracies that interface and revolving doors with the corrupt corporations of the world, what are they going to do to try to give populists a bloody nose? They're going to import illegal aliens all over the world to different nations and then hype them up to hate the countries they've moved to. They're going to try to pass laws that if you challenge that, you're a thought criminal. But more importantly, they're going to try to plunge economies to get so many people on welfare that they can basically domesticate the population into accepting servitude. And they're going to try to create political theater that's so deceptive and so vicious that it causes not just collapse of economies because of uncertainty, but collapse in the general well-being and social contract and social construct. Senator Rand Paul said impeachment charade could destroy the country. That's a Steve Watson article up on InfoWars.com. Democrats don't like Trump and his demeanor, so they have decided to criminalize politics. This is more of what the senator had to say.
You have said you do not think there will be any Republican support for removing President Trump in a Senate trial. You will, of course, be a juror in that trial. So are you still keeping an open mind about this, or have you already decided you will acquit the president?
You know, we've seen the evidence. We're going to hear the evidence repeated, but we're not going to see any new evidence. So I think all of America has seen this. What we've found is this is a very partisan exercise. There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House. And I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also. So I think what we've seen is it's just a very partisan thing. This is a disagreement. People on the Democrat side don't like President Trump. They don't like his demeanor. And so they decided to sort of criminalize politics. But I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think it's a good day for the country. I think it's a sad day because I hope it doesn't devolve into that every president, like in different parts of Latin America, we either impeach or throw presidents into jail just because we don't like their politics. Mm-hmm. I think that will really dumb down and destroy the country.
And that's the whole plan, is to dumb it down and destroy the country and destroy due process. But I've really never seen such an awakening. If you thought Epstein's murder, assassination, and attempted cover-up angered the public and solidified the fact that they don't believe a word they're told by the establishment, watching Trump be persecuted for supposedly going after corruption has really gotten every blue-collar, yellow-dog, working-class person that I know, or that anybody else I know that knows, to say, that's it, we're done. Because you watch them salivate over nothing burgers while everybody knows they've committed all these massive crimes. And then the last straw was dressing up in red, white, and blue brooches and ties and lapel pins and saying, rule of law, nobody's above the law. Trump is hurting America. Trump hates America. He's not doing the best interest of America. Well, Democrat constituents are like, wait a minute, you're the ones that told me America sucked and America was never great and it was never going to be great. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. You want me to buy into that and tell me I'll have a better world if I do, but now you're telling me Trump hates America and there's just a total rejection of it. I mean, look, the Republicans always wear red, white, and blue repties. I do as well when I can get one around my neck. But Democrats never do. Suddenly, they're all wearing them up there because, again, Pelosi's like, we have to do this for the Constitution. I don't want to put America through the pain of this, but we've got to do it. It's so ridiculously transparent. It's like watching Leave It to Beaver. For older folks that have seen that, younger people may not have ever seen Leave It to Beaver. When Eddie Haskell shows up to the House to talk to Mrs. Cleaver or Mr. Cleaver, everybody already starts laughing. There's already a laugh track because you know he's going to say something slimy and deceptive and manipulative before he opens his mouth, and he never disappoints. And now everyone sees Democrats as far worse than Eddie Haskell. And people aren't laughing when they see them now. They're cringing. And they're realizing that, hey, that's the enemy. That's the problem. So I haven't wanted to be too optimistic. And I've wanted to say the president's in danger. And I've wanted to say that we're not completely winning. And I've wanted to say they're going to have some tricks up their sleeves during the Senate trial and have a bunch of new allegations come out. And that's all going to happen. But it doesn't matter. Because they have really screwed the pooch. Now, that's if you look at currently what's on the table. If I was them, I'd be pulling false flags right now. I would morally do that myself. But if I was them, I'd be pulling false flags right now. And I would be blaming my opposition. So how would you demonize Trump? How would you demonize America? How would you demonize the liberty movement? And that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to plunge the economy. They're going to try to cause a race war. They're going to try to create more division. How would you do that? And then you got the answer of what they're trying to pull off right now. Here's the problem. They don't have control of the federal agencies. Trump may not have full control, but they don't either. So their own people are scared, as evidenced in the emails and text messages that have come out even 3 years ago. They're like, hey, this is illegal. If we get caught, I know we're getting orders to do this, but damn, Trump's done nothing wrong. I mean, I hate the guy, but he's done nothing wrong. See, now they don't have a third the power they had. And every day Trump stays in office, they're in deeper and deeper waters. So that's good news, except for this. When you finally get the head boss nailed down and cornered, and that's what's happening right now, they've got tricks up their sleeves, and they are threatening all their minions right now that if you don't do this, we're going to release this dirt on you. And if you don't do that, we're going to kill your daughter or your son. Right now, the threats are flowing like Niagara Falls. And so if everybody sits here as happy as pigs and you know what, we're going to get sucker punched by a big left upper hook. But if we get really frosty right now, watch our six and press the attack to destabilize them and go out and confront them in public everywhere, legally and lawfully, but very aggressively, right up to the edge of the law. Civil disobedience is now needed. This is your chance to fight for America. If you, the audience, become the activist, which you already are, just got chills, it's over. And it's already happening. I've got all those clips coming up. Oh, you can feel the spirit rising like never before. It's happening. Oh, my God. The battle is now joined. This is it. This is it. We'll be back with Paul Watson from the UK, another huge victory there. Stay with us.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I've got a hunch it's going extremely well, and I've got a hunch that all the experts elsewhere may just have got it wrong.
The 31st of January.
And there we are. That is an absolutely extraordinary result. This is terrible, isn't it? And it's a total rejection of your politics, of your style of politics in the Labour Party and everything that you've done with the Corbyn project?
Well, it would seem that way.
I suppose it's a catastrophic result for the country and for everything that the Labour Party exists to fight for, the people it was founded to champion, to represent. And I'm so sorry to people watching this who are full of dismay and horror and who are scared.
Disbelief at first.
Jeremy Corbyn. We won the argument.
Sure, Jan.
You had the worst result for Labour in 85 years.
Yeah, you really won the argument.
Greatest defeat for Labour since 1935. Jeremy Corbyn. We won! Jeremy Corbyn. We won.
Bruh.
We won the argument, but I regret we didn't convert that into balls into the goal. The operation was a complete success. I'm delighted with the results. The patient, however, is dead. I nearly ran the country, you know. Of course you did. Let's get you ready for bed. You want to know why Labour lost? Because the left has abandoned the core principle of what they once represented, the interests of the working class. They won a single seat in a wealthy area of London and lost dozens in the poorest parts of the UK, the areas devastated by mass immigration and deindustrialisation. When the new face of Labour sounds like this...
And to see working class people caring about Boris Johnson, they're shooting themselves in the face. It's disgusting. Working class people, that's disgusting.
Posh, plummy, condescending,
the globalists are in panic mode. Despite everything they're throwing at humanity, nationalists and populists are getting elected. And of course, those nationalist movements are infiltrated with globalists. But it doesn't matter. At least they're having to act like they're patriots to get elected. And then it's only a process of removing the globalists who are able to get in by lying to the people. And most of the time, the people actually getting in the case of Trump or the case of the leader in Brazil and other areas, are actually patriots, and so it's just their minions that we have to then discover and remove. But the process of our ideals becoming the dominant governing ethos and force is happening. Now, does that mean we're not facing record suicide and fentanyl flooding in and depression and screen sickness and GMO and toxic waste dumping and the leftist scourge? Absolutely. But if you expose globalism as an evil anti-corporate world government force, using socialism and leftist policies to domesticate and control, if you expose that it's what's running all of this and the Agenda 21 and the Agenda 30, which are all real UN global plans, then it's over for them. And notice we're not having the New York Times say globalism doesn't exist or Agenda 2030 doesn't exist. Now they're just saying, oh, it's bad to oppose it. Well, people remember that the supposedly none of this existed. So now we're beginning to have a real debate on globalism. Do we want unelected foreign megabanks allied with authoritarians like communist China and orthodox radical Islam, malignant Islam, the proper name. That's what it is. It spreads like cancer and takes over. You must submit to it or die. And allied with the most degenerate forces on planet Earth, Hollywood, that have diplomatic immunity, pay no taxes, are above the law, have giant 500-foot yachts, huge jets, turbocopters, hundreds of mistresses. Their favorite pastime seems to be Aleister Crowley rituals. We're going to let these people run our lives? Leonardo DiCaprio? dozens of private jet trips a month lecturing us that we can't have a vacation. It's about power and control, and the planet is rejecting it. But they're going to strike back. So I wanted to get Paul Watson on from the UK. I really appreciate him joining us. Paul, Joe Biden said that Boris Johnson's victory portends doom for more leftist Democrat Party. I actually agree with what Joe Biden said there. How big is this? Because I know you don't brag about it, but you know, you're in the inner workings of the Brexit Party and UKIP and you know Farage well, and you've been in those meetings when this is all being quarterbacked. I mean, it really is Farage that's behind Boris Johnson. This has really got to scare the globalists that the guy they kept way out in the hinterlands for so long is now the power behind the throne with nationalist parties taking over Europe at every election. This is amazing time, Paul Watson.
Well, exactly. And I agree, Joe Biden's right, because what happened, Alex, 3.5 years ago, we voted for Brexit. We voted to leave the European Union here in the UK. A third of Labour voters, for people who don't know, the Labour Party is the left-wing party here in the UK, which just lost, which just got absolutely creamed in the election. But a third of those Labour voters voted to leave the European Union. Many of those voters reside in working-class northern towns in England. They're outside of the London Remainer elitist middle-class bubble. So a third of them from the Labour Party voted to leave. Then for the next 3.5 years, leftists demonized and insulted those people, called them uneducated, stupid, racist bigots whose vote shouldn't have counted. And then it comes to 2019 with this election, and they ask them to vote for Labour again. Is it a big surprise that the very people you demonized and insulted and basically devalued, denigrated their very right to vote, you know, by dismissing them as all, oh, they're old anyway, they're going to die soon, they don't represent, they don't have a stake in the country. Those very people were demonized, denigrated for the past 3.5 years. And then they act all surprised at what happened. And what happened, Alex, is that some of these northern towns, these working class towns that have been represented by the Labour Party for 60, 70 years plus, they've been Labour for that long, suddenly switched in the election, and now in some cases have huge Conservative majorities because, again, they felt completely abandoned over Brexit, lectured, taunted, insulted, demonised. That's why they voted for the Conservative Party. So it was absolutely no surprise to me that this is what happened in the election. And it comes down to this also being one of the major points. Someone tweeted yesterday, tweets from Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader, and Boris Johnson, the Conservative leader, on the morning of the election, pointing out that Corbyn, the Labour Party tweet, got 156,000 likes. The Conservative Party tweet got 12,500 likes. And their message on this tweet was, can someone explain how support for Labour is so overwhelming, yet we have a huge Tory majority when it comes to the election? Well, it's because you created this massive echo chamber on Twitter, on social media, by banning people, by forcing self-censorship of alternative opinions. So don't be surprised when reality doesn't reflect your social media bubble. They thought that just calling people racists and bigots on Twitter and social media, publicly humiliating them, getting them fired from jobs, you know, going in and actually breaking up families, people losing relations with family members, that would bully them, intimidate them into voting left, into voting for the Labour Party. It didn't. It completely failed because Twitter is not the world. Facebook is not the world. Reality does not reflect your social media bubble.
Oh, wow. Paul Watson, always on fire. All our guests are on fire, but he's particularly on fire. When we come back from the front lines of the Global Awakening, we'll get his expert take on what's coming next. Very exciting time to be alive. But listen, the enemy's going to throw a counterpunch. The empire will strike back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Rebel, Rebel, is this-
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is our guest, and I've got that Twitter he just talked about. Can someone effing explain this? How the support for labor is overwhelming, and yet exit polls predict a huge Tory victory. Smells like a fixed election. That's what Dr. Lesbian Fan ACC says. And that's what they're now saying, that if Trump doesn't get removed in the Senate, it's rigged. There's no evidence. He's done nothing wrong. And Google and Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, were popular when they were somewhat free. They were still rigged towards the left. But now that it's out in the open, people have exited to other platforms, or they're sarcastic, or they don't say what they really think, just like polls for Trump showing, you know, he's as popular as Obama. No, he's way popular because people know he's anti-establishment. And by having him persecuted for going after Ukrainian Democrat corruption, now people see Trump as truly the anti-establishment guy. Now, he's an outsider trying to become the establishment, and he doesn't mince words. He wants to make it open, free government for the people, powerful military, a successful nation that dominates through its shrewd business dealings. People like that. They like the straight shooting of that. Trump's not ashamed of America. He's not ashamed of American power. But American power, back when it was about our freedom and our innovation and our lack of red tape, getting back to what made us great. Paul, I know you want to get into some of the big censorship events, and PewDiePie is the biggest thing in the world. A lot of adults don't know who he is. A lot of older folks don't, but he is, you know, the king daddy out there with 100 billion views on YouTube alone. But continuing here on how big this alignment is, this realignment, this awakening we're seeing globally, what's happening with the impeachment, where you see that going, and how you think they'll strike back.
Well, the other aspect to come out of this UK election is the youth vote. Now, if you look at a map of the UK in terms of red and blue as to how people voted, if you look at it overall, it's almost entirely blue with little tiny pockets of red in London and some of the other big cities, which, of course, is why they want to change the whole election system, because they want the cities to dominate the entire country, because that's how they rig it, that's how they win. But if you look at the 18 to 24-year-olds, how they voted, it's almost entirely a sea of red. And this is why, back in the late 90s in the UK, not only did Tony Blair open up the borders to create a giant new voting bloc to come in over the next generation, which is what happened, which is now why people on the left are saying, oh, just be patient. We'll win it with the demographics. We'll win it with the mass immigration. Again, anyone on the right who talks about that is a white supremacist and talking about the great replacement. But if you talk about it in a positive way and you're on the left, then it's perfectly acceptable. But there's a sea of red for 18 to 24-year-olds, and this is the problem, because Tony Blair basically set into policy this goal of having 50% of people go to university. Now, he's doing that because universities, even more so in the UK than the US in many places, are literal Marxist brainwashing camps. Now, some people would say those 18 to 24-year-olds are going to grow up, they're going to become property owners, they're going to have more wealth, they're naturally going to become more conservative. But that's not the case if they've been in the Marxist brainwashing camps, because that social engineering lasts forever. And that's what we see in many of the pro-EU demonstrations in London, the Extinction Rebellion demonstrations in London.
Paul, let me just interrupt you for TV viewers. For TV viewers, the map, it's the opposite in the UK. The liberals are red, the conservatives are blue. So we've got that map there. And literally, it's the city centers. And the left openly says it's about demographics. Whites are bad. Bring in foreigners. Vote out those that are actually from the UK. Well, the classically liberal UK folks, from what I've seen, that were openly for having folks come in that wanted to join the country and, you know, thought the UK was great from the old days when it was an empire. People from India, people from all over came to the UK because they aspired to be part of that. Well, that old system of the open red carpet has been used now against the country, and so people have woken up to it, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But the reason why they want free education, free university tuition, is to create this voting block of people who've been brainwashed. And then the brainwashing continues into later years, which is why you get older people at the pro-EU demonstrations and at things like Extinction Rebellion. Now, not everybody is supposed to go to university. And I know dozens and dozens of people, and this is similar in the US, of course, people come out of college with mountains of debt, but they also come out of college with worthless degrees and can't even get jobs when they would have been better off starting their own businesses and even doing some of those, you know, lower sector jobs that they then need to bring in the immigrants to do. So it ties into immigration, but it also ties into trying to get as many people in these Marxist brainwashing camps as possible by creating, quote, free college tuition, which, of course, is never free. Somebody has to pay for it at the end of the day.
And the UN sets up re-education camps in the third world, moves them up to the European border. They're in re-education camps for months again, then brings them into literal re-education camps inside the countries, and then releases them as political soldiers. So when you call the university re-education camps, that's actually what they're calling them.
Precisely, yeah. And you see the kind of snarling, aggressive demons that emerge out of that culture. And those are the same people who've been lecturing Labour Leave voters for the past 3.5 years that they're racist bigots, that they're horrible, that they're destroying the country, that they're going to kill millions of people. So they haven't learned the lesson, Alex. They haven't learned the lesson of Brexit. They haven't learned the lesson of Hillary Clinton calling millions of Trump voters racist deplorables. They still don't get it, which is a good thing. And we saw a phenomenon for us if we want to win elections. And we saw this in the build-up. You saw the kind of people who were being platformed on the BBC, on ITV, on these mainstream news stations were the people like Ash Sarkar, Owen Jones, Aaron Bastani, and others who had big, vocal, noisy minority Twitter presences. And these people are far, far left. They're basically radical communists being given a platform to go on the BBC literally every day and talk trash about this third of Labour voters who do not resonate with that kind of message because they are, at their heart, patriots. They're pro-British.
Well, remember, the UK was like 90% didn't want a new war because you'd lost millions in World War I. But when Hitler decided to bomb civilian targets, it went 99% for war. So they thought intimidating the actual indigenous population of the UK would make them roll over. All it did was wake them up.
Yeah, and that's what's happened in this election. But at its core, you had a Labour Party, and this is not a cliche, they hate their own country. It's all about identity politics. It's all about injecting colonization studies into everything. The leader of the Labour Party is literally a terrorist sympathizer that appears on a platform with ISIS sympathizers. He's pro-IRA. That was rejected vehemently. And it's going to take them 10 years to try to get this back. But again, they're going to try to do it through.
Well, that was my next question. Stay there, Paul. Do at least one more segment with us. I want to see what comes next. How do they repair themselves after this? And will they just get more shrill, more aggressive? I predict they will. Stay right there. And by the way, I did accurately predict four years ago when Brexit passed, I said they're going to try to stall it. They're going to call everybody racist. They're going to demonize everyone and hold it back. That's going to cause an even bigger takeover by populist nationalists. And now if Boris Johnson and others deliver, it's going to be solidifying for 50 years, a restart for the UK and so much more. This is very exciting. And then all foreigners coming in won't be bad because they won't be being brainwashed against the country. Because, again, obviously we're not having kids in the West, so we need to bring people in. We need to bring good people in that want to be here and that want to assimilate and bring their unique culture to create a true diversity, not a globalist, Marxist, leftist cult brainwashing everyone for total control. We're going to start the next hour. Don't forget, Paul has an excellent site that he runs with a lot of exclusive news, summit.news, summit.news, and bookmark that and share it. And then remember, it's a real act of rebellion against the globalists to spread the word about newswars.com, infowars.com, and, of course, ban.video. And through Friday, if your order comes in by Friday, guaranteed shipped anywhere in the U.S. before Christmas, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. It's the 12 days of Christmas I haven't even told you about today. We're already into, what, We're already into like day seven. We got Super Blue toothpaste, 50% off. Brain Force, 60% off. Knockout, 60% off. Body, 60% off. Ultra 12, 60% off. Selenium, 60% off. All apparel, that was yesterday, 25 to 50% off. That's huge. Turbo Force, today's Turbo Force Day. Turbo Force Day, 60% off. Never had it at that. That is a bestseller. You want good, clean, focused 10-hour energy. That's it. Turbo Force is the eighth day. InfoWarsStore.com. That's how you fund the rebellion. And are we not delivering? My Lord, is InfoWars not delivering?
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I really can't hype up enough how amazing the global awakening is. People are seeing right through it. The bullying, the intimidation by the left, the big corporations, Hollywood, is being rejected, whether you're in South America or whether you're in Eastern Europe or Western Europe or areas of Asia. Vietnam's now crazed pro-America capitalist. A lot of things are changing around the world. Paul, what would you call this time? Paul Watson of Summit.News. How will the globalists strike back? And then let's get into PewDiePie. That's pretty big news.
Well, it's the Great Awakening, or it's the Great Backlash. With PewDiePie and social media censorship more widely, of course, YouTube instituted this new policy about insulting people based on all these different vague new categories. But the thing about it was they retroactively enforced it. So it's like, you know, if in America they passed a new federal law making marijuana completely illegal across the entire country, they could then retroactively go back and say, oh, you smoked marijuana or you talked about smoking weed 2 years ago. We're going to arrest you for it. That's how dumb YouTube's new policy is. And in fact, not only was iDubbbz, who is one of the biggest creators on there with about 20 million subscribers, had his video removed for insulting the shape of somebody's chin, basically, had a video with 30 million or so views removed. I had a video where basically half of it was me insulting a pedophile, and that got removed too. So apparently now you can't insult pedophiles on YouTube. Of course, Facebook had a policy a few months ago where they said, no death threats, no organizing violent attacks, except against this list of people who we don't like. You're on that list. I'm on that list. They had to come out and revoke it too.
By the way, you're
later.
Not joking. They actually said, here's the groups who can organize their murder.
Yeah, literally, it was a fatwa against anyone Mark Zuckerberg doesn't like. Now PewDiePie has basically quit Twitter. He came out and said he was taking a break from YouTube immediately after this new harassment policy was announced and after he put out two videos criticizing it. So it's obviously not just coincidental. Now he's just literally put out a video saying absolutely impugning Twitter for how it's a massive virtue signaling echo chamber, how it's really toxic and corrosive. And he's literally, it looks like he's just deleted his Twitter account entirely. So the rebellion, the backlash is here, of course. The problem with YouTube is there's still no real competitor because it's so expensive to host and to stream video, which is why Google runs YouTube at a loss.
Well, that's right. That's why listeners are like, oh, you're doing great. Some days we get millions of views a day at band.video. And yeah, folks, only because our hardcore audience is buying so much product and we pay for it. I don't even want to say what the bandwidth costs because we've got, I mean, Paul, it's insane.
Yeah, Google runs YouTube at a massive loss, but there's no competitor because, you know, on most of these other video sites, you can barely play the video without it taking, you know, 15, 20 seconds even to start playing. So there needs to be a better competitor. Maybe PewTube, that was one of the suggestions by somebody. But again, it's getting people to cross over. It's getting all the big creators.
If anybody could launch an alternative, it'd be PewDiePie. And again, for older folks who don't know, he's got like 100 billion views on YouTube alone. There's nothing bigger ever. I mean, you talk about just all the anybody under 25 knows who he is. And the guy's really funny. And again, he's bigger than all of the other media combined. Let me tell you, when he plugs InfoWars, it's massive. You've experienced the plug. We need him to join with us, join with Sauron.
Yeah, and he's authentic. He's one of the few massive superstars who has rejected the identity politics social conditioning. That's why they fear him so much. You're talking about what's going to happen coming out after the UK election, Alex. They're going to try and claim that there's a national emergency. I hear this over and over again. The only thing that can stop Brexit now is a national emergency. And literally that's all they're clinging to is basically, oh, how can we create martial law? So whether that comes as a result of mass riots or some invented catastrophe remains to be seen. But I hear them talking more and more about that as they get more desperate.
Paul, that's too huge. I was about to let you go, but I want you to come back and do 2 minutes and speak more to that with Owen Schroyer straight ahead. Stay with us.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm loose. Sirens in my head.
And we are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Monday, December 16th, 2019, worldwide transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. Riding shotgun with me is Owen Schroyer. The next two segments. Then we have Zach Voorhees joining us in studio for some other big news, a former Google employee, big whistleblower, but he's not going to get into Google today. We're getting into vaccines, your phone calls, a lot of other news. But Paul Watson, that's where I was going next with Owen Schroyer. You didn't know that. We were going to break for folks that were watching. They saw that for folks that just joined us. And I said, how is the left just crushingly defeated in elections in Germany, in Spain, in Greece, in Brazil, in the UK, in the US, all over, populist winning, nationalist winning, globalism being rejected? How are they going to counter? And you said national emergency, martial law is what they're calling for. Well, here's Rand Paul. Impeachment charade could destroy the country, trigger a civil war. That's what he said. I played it last hour. That's what the Democrats want, is to use all the BS in the trial in the Senate to energize their constituents to riot and attack. They want to trigger race wars. They admit this, not just in WikiLeaks that came out 4 years ago on Hillary, but they're admitting this currently. So just you intrigue me bringing that up. That it's the same type of policies there that we have here. I saw in Germany a few weeks ago, they said, oh my gosh, conservative and Christian parties are getting elected, Nazi alert, and they are having rallies warning Nazis are everywhere. But it's not Nazis attacking people. It's the Islamicists and the leftists that are attacking people. So can you speak more to that briefly? Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News.
Yeah, the only tool they've got left in their arsenal is more hysteria. I don't think it's going to work at this point. Politically speaking, they're saying, oh, we're just going to double down and become more left-wing, more radical, more Marxist. That's not going to work. So the only term I'm hearing now is, oh, a national emergency to stop Brexit. We had Antifa rioting, attacking police on the streets of London the night after the election. Whether that builds up, you had that way worse in the US. I don't think they've got the numbers to do it here. But we also have this hysteria about hate crimes, which they could use to try and whip up, you know, more madness. You have a story out of the Metro. British Muslims prepare to leave UK after Boris Johnson wins election. Complete BS. He's found, this writer, Basit Mahmood, has found two people who've said, oh, I'm scared for the future of my children. I might consider leaving. That's not British Muslims leaving the country en masse. That's one person who you spoke to, and then another one is like a random tweet. And this is,
but if they think it's so bad, they can go to a country that's 100% Sharia law with daily bombings, and they can have their daughter's genitals cut off. I mean, if the UK's so bad, don't let the door hit you on the ass.
Yeah, and it just goes back to this point of hysteria. And, you know, we had a campaign where overwhelmingly people on the right were being slandered, they were being attacked, they were being physically assaulted with milkshakes, and it was a big joke. Oh, we can violently attack people because, you know, they're bad, evil, bigot, racist. Again, it's the same people. It's always the same people. They talk about inclusivity, tolerance, diversity. They've spent the last 3.5 years in the last 5 days since this election demonizing the people who dared express diversity of opinion at the ballot box. We had a professor today calling conservative voters vermin. We have them blaming Conservative voters for killing thousands of people because the NHS might not get enough of a raise in funding as they wanted. We have people wishing violent harm upon Conservative voters. Again, they are the most divisive, intolerant, bitter, snarling, nasty people, to the point where many actual liberals on the left constantly say to them, what are you doing? You've lost us the last four elections. You lost us the referendum. Stop behaving like this. But Alex, they just simply can't stop. As I highlighted in the video, their go-to thing is you're a racist, you're a bigot, you're killing thousands of people. They do not learn their lesson. And if, you know, we want to continue to be successful in elections, we should probably encourage that those people don't be deplatformed, that they get to air their ridiculous hysteria as much as possible, because it ain't working.
I was about to say, you just hit the key. They can silence us. They're still going to turn everybody off with, we need to cut three-year-olds' genitals off. That's happening at Johns Hopkins here in the U.S., folks. We need to forcibly give sex education to all five-year-olds. We need the schools to physically masturbate the children. Pedophilia, that's now being called for by Democrats worldwide and leftists. People are going to say no to totally open borders and making their daughters wear hijabs so that there's cultural, you know, unity. The people are going to reject the NWO, whether we're there opposing it or not. And that's what's just so insane about the crazy left and the globalist in their bubbles and their big Tower of Babel master plan. Paul Joseph Watson of Summit.News, thank you so much for hosting the fourth hour tomorrow. We always look forward to that. Paul, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Joseph Watson. Now, till about 45 after, I've got Owen Schroyer here, and then we've got Zach Voorhees for about an hour and 15 minutes with us in studio, because I was going to do a big PowerPoint presentation on, I just call it PowerPoint. It's not really PowerPoint in here. It's not the same computer program, but in here exposing vaccines. In fact, can I have that big folder? I forgot to bring that in. Thank you. And then Zach was sending me other big PowerPoints and research, and he's a big advocate of letting people know what's on the inserts. So I said, Zach, you're a well-spoken guy. Let's get you in here on something other than Google censorship and things, because you're smart on other subjects. So he's going to be on air talking about this and politics and taking your calls with me. And then he and I are going to shoot today or tomorrow an hour-long special report. He'll do the main body of it. I'm going to add some points at the end that I'm really going to promote to people, that this is what you need to know about vaccines. Here is the, you know, the real vaccine warnings. So you actually see what's on the fine print that they don't want you to see. And used to, they'd hand these out at the pharmacy, like, oh, here, you want to see what comes with it? And I'm like, oh, we're not supposed to give that to you, because it's damning. It's damning. So that is coming up as well, because this is a big, big deal. But Owen Schroyer is here with us for the next two segments or so. Owen, to say the global awakening is here is an understatement. I mean, we cannot hype this enough. Humanity's waking up to huge globalist operations. I'm not saying we're waking up to a bed of roses here, but at least we're going to be awake. This is scaring the hell out of the globalists. Everywhere they go, everything they do, everything is turning against them. And then the more they bully, the more it blows up in their face. What would you call this moment? The Great Awakening?
Well, it's the American Revolution 2.0. It's the next renaissance, the third great awakening, whatever you want to call it, Alex. It's been an expression of human independence searching for justice, but it's been laying dormant, waiting for one explosion to pop the lid so that it can all come rushing out. And so I wind the clocks back, Alex. And if you remember, in 2016, obviously, most of the audience will remember the Carl the Cuck AIDS Skrillex video. That video in 2016 created a new genre of content where people now go out and confront Trump protesters, exposing how they don't know what they're talking about, exposing how they're falling for false narratives, exposing how they're all parrots, clearly being trained and practiced as these AstroTurf protests. That goes viral. Now, Alex, we've seen in a very shortened time span in the cyclone of time here as it gets tighter. Now we already have, after what I did Monday, dozens of videos of politicians being confronted. And so that's why they don't want
to be confronted with, you're the criminal, you're involved in treason. It's effective, it's focused, and they're falling apart. Joe Biden falls apart when it happens.
And it's so easy.
Adam Schiff falls apart when it happens.
It's so easy to do it. It's so easy. These people are a cheap tent. They're going to fold right up with any wind. You give them a little breeze and they fold right up. So we're going to play a lot of these clips, Alex. But I just think that this is InfoWars is always the leading edge. We're blowing the top of freedom of expression in this country that's been laying dormant. We're doing it again. We're getting ready to go into 2020. I'm really excited for this upcoming year. It's going to be perilous, but there's a reason why there's perilous times right before a revolution of human freedom.
Man, I smell blood. And I don't mean physical blood. I smell the energy draining out of the globalists while we're getting stronger. Hey, and a fist bump. Yeah, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Have yourself a merry, merry Christmas from InfoWars. You know, America is an amazing country. We've got an incredible history. This planet's amazing. There's a lot of other great countries and great people as well. And a lot of them wanted to come here because you could have more freedom here than any other place. That made us great. Africa's got three times the geographic area we do. Russia does. Russia's a country. Africa's a continent. But they just can't be as successful as us. What was it? Well, it was the Wild Wild West. It was freedom. It was not having a king or queen, not having a bureaucracy. And now, here we are. We didn't have a tribe, but we had a tribe in that we were Americans. That's what made us strong. And now that's under attack, but it's coming back. And I cannot express to you that it's true. But I've never been more energized. That means when I'm in a good mood, I'm in the best mood of my life. When I'm in a bad mood, I'm more angry than I've ever been. So it's got its bad, its side effects. And I know you're in the same position. We can feel it. We can see it. We can taste it. We can smell it. And it's like that song. We can face it. And we can make it. We can make it through this and be strong on the other side if we admit what we're facing is evil and promote goodness against it. So as Owen said, I can't even keep track of it. President Trump tweeted out our great reporter, Will Johnson, out there at the Capitol. He's got a mic flag for his other organization, which we encourage him to use so he doesn't get physically assaulted by leftists.
And so that they retweet those videos. You notice they don't retweet the InfoWars videos unless they don't have the InfoWars mic.
Absolutely. Well, Trump's retweeted some of them, but we've done that so it makes it easier. Because it's not about getting credit for InfoWars. You, the audience, know that it's you doing it. In fact, don't. That's when you call up and give me thanks. It's kind of a joke. It's like looking in the mirror, seriously, thanking yourself. But yes, he's got his organization. We've got Action 7 News. We've got a lot of other gnome de plumes, a lot of which we don't take credit for, other organizations, other groups, other reporters that we are funding thanks to your support to the mothership. So, yes, Trump did send that out, did send that little confrontation out. We'll play that next segment. I want to get to a lot of these that have taken place. First, the Joe Biden that just happened yesterday. Owen, I mean, if the people decide to go out to Democrat events and confront them with facts, they're so criminal, it's over. They just fold like an old rotten barn in a tornado. And I felt it last Monday. I told the story. My wife remembers it. I said, the answer is getting out in the streets and confronting them. She goes, well, yeah, of course, that's always the answer. And I went, yeah, but I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We're going to win. I can tell. I can just feel the energy. He goes, wow, what are you on? So I don't normally do that at the house. I have energy on air, but the house, I'm pretty damn calm. You know, unless the kids, you know, let the cat crap on the carpet or something. But this is huge, my friend. I mean, you can feel it. You can see it. And then the phone starts ringing. I start getting text about what you had just done as I felt that energy bolt. I felt that surge.
Well, we've always been connected like that, Alex. It's kind of freaky sometimes. But, you know, I made the analogy, a weightlifting analogy, but, you know, maybe it's more accurate. You know, these politicians are up there lifting what they claim are, you know, 3,000-pound dumbbells. And they're lifting them up over their head. And then they put them around our necks. And they say, it's just too strong for you. Only we can lift these. Well, all InfoWars does is go and lifts them up and says, these aren't 3,000 pounds. These are like 3 pounds. And it's just an example. Like, no, whoop, you lift it up, lift it over your head. And then the other people are like, whoa, oh my gosh, it's not 3,000 pounds. It's only 3 pounds. I can lift that. And so they're going out. They're lifting the weight off of their necks by going and confronting these politicians. They say, oh, well, you know, nobody can stand up to Jerry Nadler. Nobody can stand up to Adam Schiff. Nobody can stand up to Joe Biden. Well, yeah, you can. Anybody.
By the way, we're not saying like they've said, like Mad Maxine has said, Maxine Waters, you go out and confront them at the gas station, the store, the restaurant, the church. No, we're, you know, you get in their face. No, we're just saying you go to their big public events where they're spewing lies and you counter their ass right there.
And it's peaceful, it's legal, and it's what America's all about.
I love how you tweeted out the London Guardian. In fact, I meant to give it to the crew. My fault, we didn't. It's on his Twitter from yesterday. I love how you tweeted out on you know, the Owen Schroeder Twitter. A London Guardian article where they were lying about Kavanaugh last year, how valiant it was, women fight back, it's so wonderful. But when you did, it's disruptive and evil and bad.
Yeah, and, well, I don't necessarily want to get into some of the logistics of the legal battle that I may be encroaching on right now. But, you know, I was arrested. I was sent to jail. They weren't. Why am I such a criminal? I was perfectly cooperative. I didn't even try to stand
there and resist. Oh, they stayed 5 times longer than you.
Yeah.
And they weren't arrested. Good point.
And by the way, if you read the law, it's actually saying you organized and had, it's kind of like, you know, pre-term.
You planned to take it over and obstruct the proceeding, not that you had your free speech heard in the face of a liar. Yeah. Did they arrest the congressman that famously in the State of the Union said to Obama, you lie?
So it just shows again how it's one set of rules for them, the progressive left, the liberals, which is obviously regressive.
By the way, Norm Pattis is our great First Amendment lawyer. We have to pay him, obviously, because these are big, long cases. He's been in literally 50-plus court hearings just over their suits against me. But with you, I think he's going to pick it up pro bono. He'd be the guy to take your First Amendment case, especially when they're not arresting these libtards.
Yeah, and I'd obviously love to talk to Neil about this, and I'd love to have a victory on this, not for myself, but for America, for conservatives, Alex. They're sick of getting bullied. They're sick of seeing the two-tiered justice system.
Well, it shows what they're really afraid of is a bunch of conservatives going in there and shouting them down. The liberals, code pink, they can do it all day, and nothing happens to them.
And, Alex, what you said has actually been said by Jerry Nadler. And, you know, I think the Democrats are actually accidentally telling us their plans, whether it's we're going to take your guns, we're going to censor you. Nancy Pelosi said she was she practiced medicine in some weird clip. We can play that later. I know I'm going to have it on the War Room. It's like, what is she talking about, voodoo? But Alex, here's the key. Jerry Nadler said 2 weeks ago he doesn't trust the American people to elect a president. What's he saying? They want to select a president for you. He wants to run a dictatorship.
He said, quote, Trump might win if we don't do this.
Exactly. Then in the impeachment hearings, where I was in there and I said, no, Nadler, you're the one committing crimes. Trump is innocent. He said, you're not here to talk. You're here to observe. They're projecting onto you what they want. They want you to sit down, shut up, and be dominated by them.
And
Jerry Nadler wants to run a dictatorship.
And let them teach your three-year-old how to chop their genitals off.
And so, exactly. Well, if they run a dictatorship, if they end up with the totalitarian state
that they
want,
their main target, your children's genitals, will be theirs.
They'll do whatever they
remember,
want.
Remember, constantly, just your children's genitals. It's the one thing on their mind.
And
I'm not
you
joking.
You know, that's a weird thing, too, Alex. I mean, I don't want to go down this road.
Well, no, it's the future. And if you can get the kids and rape them, you've got the future.
But they all seem to, like, have this weird obsession with male and female genitalia. It's a very odd thing. Like,
well, I mean, if you take one look at Nadler, I mean, he looks like what you would imagine someone that kidnaps three-year-olds would look like. I'm not saying he kidnaps three-year-olds. I'm saying he promotes convicted pedophiles going in to school and having your kids sit on their knees. He is a slimy sack of maggot vomit.
Well, we don't have to make up a script about what Joe Biden has done as far as, you know, kids coming up to him.
No, they'll keep his hands off kids.
And then Joe Biden literally says, we have to touch our children. I want to touch your children. He literally said that. Now, you can say, oh, he means, like, you know, in a whatever way. I mean,
no,
he does touch your children.
These demons. In fact, we'll show what happened when we come back with Joe Biden.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This broadcast is just here to Paul Revere to expose what's going on and to say, hey, we want nationalism and freedom and justice and success, or do we want to be slaves? There's no way the globalists can win if their systems are challenged. That's why they bring in the political correctness, which is really just authoritarianism, to shut down speech. But it's not working. It's going the same course it always has. They thought because they got a bunch of fancy high-tech systems and they're trying to take people's bank accounts away that we're like communist China, that it's going to work here. Communist China is on the verge of collapse. This is not going to go well if good men and women stand up and say no. And if you fund our operation, you know, that's the only weak link here. We've probably had triple the traffic the last week that we've had in the last 6 months. That is not translated into any extra sales at InfoWarsStore.com. Because new listeners come through, they watch, they listen. Okay, it's interesting. But it's the hardcore fans that buy the products that literally do all of this. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important. But the fuel is paramount. And that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that last for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But TurboForce is there to be long, clean, without the big crash. It just has a gradual come down. People take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a all around the best you're going to find. It's a total solution. And it stacks very, very well with the BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. And we are into the 12 days of Christmas. We're now up to day 8. The special stack every year through Christmas. Super Blue, 50% off. BrainForce Plus, 60% off. Knockout the Sleep Aid, 60% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off. Ultra 12, amazing. Strongest, best vitamin B12 you're going to find. Take it out of the tongue, 60% off. Selenium, BioTrue Selenium for the mustard seed, 60% off. All apparel, this is big, 25 to 50% off. That makes some of these lost leaders. Turbo Force, 60% off. Then tomorrow it's Krill Oil, Alpha Power, Vitamineral Fusion, and Vaso Beats. And all of those sales just continue on right through Christmas, but the 20th is the last day to get them guaranteed delivered to your door before Christmas. And by the way, everybody knows I've been mad at Amazon and stuff like that, so I try to say, hey, shop with us, not Amazon. We still get Amazon packages. I was asking my wife this morning, where are all these Amazon packages? She goes, well, my mom and sisters send the kids presents. And I'm like, yeah, I wish people would do that with us. You just send it to whatever address you want. In the checkout, you can put a note. Hey, it's Bob. Hey, it's Karen. Hey, it's Luigi, whatever your name is. And boom, right there, they open it up. It's the present. And that way you don't have to get it and ship it back off or whatever. And that's how you fund our operation while not fighting the crowds, while not fighting the traffic. And almost all these big box stores are owned by globalists that piss all over America. I mean, you name it. Walmart, Target, all of them. Their transgenderism, all of it. Coca-Cola supporting it. All of them. You buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com, you're not doing that. You're supporting people that are fighting to the death for your freedom, standing with you and your family. It's like an electrical connection and a current. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like a sailing ship without wind. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. It's like blood, not having any oxygen in it. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Please do your Christmas shopping with us for your own self-interest and their great products. Oh, and continuing here, dealing with the awakening, how big this is. If other people don't just sit back and wait for the next person to go confront somebody, if you go get in line first, like this fellow we're about to play did, same guy that went and confronted Hillary in Austin. This was in San Antonio this weekend, Joe Biden. Waited in line, didn't just yell and scream mindlessly like a leftist. Waited for the right moment, eloquently spoke. He took the whole thing over. It was all over the news.
Well, and that's the key here is, you know, you constantly hear the frauds like Maxine Waters say truth to power. But the reason why their activism has no power is because there's no truth behind it. Now, that's been exposed. And the reason why the Democrats are so fearful of citizen activism is because they know when this gentleman steps up and says, no, Joe Biden, you know, your son was a crackhead. Your son is refusing child payments as an illegitimate father. Your son is the one that had deals in Ukraine. That's all true. That's all true. And they can moan and whine and complain, but it's all true. And that's why they fear it. They fear the truth. They fear the truth coming out of the citizens' mouths. They fear having to actually sit there and face the truth. And that's something that they haven't had to do in a long time. So they're obviously panicked right now. And, you know, we're in a weird tipping point, Alex, because there is a large awakening happening right now. There's no doubt.
But it's got to be put into action.
It's pro-America. But, you know, Alex, it's not. There's a deeper level of understanding still that is waiting, I think, to be consumed by America that maybe they don't understand. So they're still asking, why are they going through with this impeachment scam? Why are they lying about Trump all day long? Why is the media a part of it too? So, you know, as it continues,
because they can't help but attack.
But what it exposes, Alex, is, call it whatever you want, shadow government, deep state, Illuminati, secret society. It's one force. It's one force in control of all these other factors.
And it believes it, and it believes it owns this country and us, so it thinks it's rightfully doing it. It doesn't care if all its minions get destroyed in the process. It is arrogantly attacking.
And it wants to dominate us. And so, I mean, I want to ask the average leftist or the average Antifa person, you know, what do you consider the establishment? Okay, mainstream news, Hollywood, cable television. Well, all of them hate Trump. How about the corruption in D.C.? They hate Trump. I'm not saying Trump is perfect.
So this is really a failure of the power structure to have its will.
Because they can't dominate us and they can't shut us up.
Which makes them not the power structure. It's we the people, bitches.
That's the key, Alex. As soon as people realize they have the power, as soon as people realize they have the muscle, as soon as people realize they can lift that weight off their necks, it's not 5,000 pounds.
If you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up.
And so I think there's going to be a crescendo, as you said, Alex, a cascade of citizen activism.
Well, it's already happening. But if everybody listening just starts finding out who's coming to talk in their town, starts doing the research, starts looking into it, and take your children down there, and you're an American, stand up to the guy on the podium and let them know your mind. Here's part of what happened in San Antonio this weekend. The video's on Infowars.com. Here it is.
We can't let this happen. This election is about the soul of our nation. And Donald Trump has poisoned our soul. Yeah. He fans the flames of hate. Yeah. Hate groups. White supremacists here at home.
Racist.
Coming down the escalator when he announced.
Hear about racist, racist.
He said he was doing it before he hit the ground floor. Remember what he said? He said, I'm going to take on those rapist Mexicans. Yeah. Then he claimed, no, there's never been a president.
That's a lie, Joe.
Never been a president.
That's a lie.
Oh, it is a lie.
Yeah. And it was your son and the Ukraine.
Boom.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Yeah. You're the one that offered to withhold $1 billion.
Bam.
The cancel of foreign relations. Son of a bitch, he got fired, right, Joe? Son of a bitch, he got fired, right? Remember that? Trump is innocent. Trump is innocent. Infowars.com. Infowars.
Just total victory, man. Just total victory.
And it goes on. It goes on from there. Oh, my God.
Man, that's like, Alex, I don't even know how to explain that.
And if they're dumb enough to put a bullet in me, which I hope they don't do, it's only going to make Infowars more powerful. That's why they're like, we want to kill him.
Alex, for me,
destroy his name. Oh, that's not working. What do we do? What do we do? You get the hell out of the way. That's what you do.
That's like watching a slam dunk, Alex. That's like watching a slam dunk of truth. Just boom!
Like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
The year Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He was a freak. There's really no other way to put it. According to sources that were inside his Manhattan townhome, The place was covered in video cameras.
Gerald Lefcourt, who was one of Epstein's attorneys back during the original arrest and the original investigation, wrote a letter, which is it has been made public. And in that letter, Gerald Lefcourt claims that Epstein was one of the original funders of Clinton Global Initiative. He gave Jeffrey Epstein gave President Clinton $4 million, according to a source.
Will the 2020s be the decade that the Clintons finally get literally exposed? According to a statement given by Bill Clinton on his relationship with Epstein, Clinton claims that in 2002 and 2003, he took a total of four trips on Jeffrey Epstein's airplane, one to Europe, one to Asia, and two to Africa, which included stops in connection with the work of the Clinton Foundation. The problem with Bill Clinton's statement is that it couldn't be a bigger lie, and everybody and his cousin knows that Hillary and Bill are legendary liars.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We were misled that there were supposedly protests, and then something sprang out of that, an assault sprang out of that. And that was easily ascertained that was not the fact.
But the American
people could have known that within days, and they didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now,
according to the flight logs, Bill Clinton's presence on the Lolita Express grew from 4 to 6 to 11 to as many as 26 times. Then came the admission of Jared Kellogg, a former IT system contractor for the Zorro Ranch property in New Mexico. Kellogg, who had little knowledge of Epstein's pedophilic reputation, said he was brought on by property manager Bryce Gordon to improve the estate's security systems and set up surveillance cameras around the compound. Kellogg admitted, "What was weird was that the whole time I was on site, Bryce would be bragging about how the Clintons would visit. The whole family. Not just Bill, but Bill, his wife, their kid, and they would stay on the ranch itself. I was saying how cool the replica houses were. They're pretty neat, like the 1800s. Kellogg continued about Epstein's property in New Mexico. Gordon said, "Yeah, they're built for guests. We get a lot of visitors. It's really cool that the Clintons come out and hang out with Epstein." It sounded like a normal summer vacation, Kellogg added. Unaware, Epstein frequently trafficked underage girls throughout his property. Bill Clinton had denied ever visiting any of Epstein's homes except for a visit to his New York apartment, where a $56 million portrait of the former president in a Monica Lewinsky-like blue dress and red heels had been discovered. And as the walls close in, more accusers point the finger at Prince Andrew, who some accusers say Epstein used as bait. While a photo of Hillary Clinton happily visiting with Jeffrey David Cox has emerged. Cox is only the head of the federal prison guards at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Manhattan, where Epstein met his mysterious end. The 2020s could be the decade when the New World Order's secret elite find themselves in the precarious position they signed up for. Once all of those videos confiscated by the FBI detailing Epstein's Mossad-backed blackmail operation come either leaking out or become available through FOIA. John Bowne reporting.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, we couldn't be here without your support, couldn't be here without your prayers, and without this great crew. Zach Voorhees is riding shotgun with us today, about 15 minutes into the fourth hour, so he has plenty of time. And Gerald Celente, with all the big trends forecast for 2020, is going to be taking over the last three segments of that hour, the last 45 minutes of that hour. Zach is here to get into vaccine damage. Now, I've had scientists on, I've had medical doctors on. But I like Zach because he's an engineer and a former Google guy, and he's got a lot of the PowerPoints and a lot of the research together. And we're going to shoot a PowerPoint the next few days that will then air live on the air and then post to Bandai Video. This is just going to be a little bit of a prelude to that. But when you look at vaccines, it's just a part of Big Pharma with their horrible history of damaging people, knowing drugs were going to hurt people. Now they've been given liability protection since the 80s. And now they're expanding that into other areas of drugs. It's extremely dangerous. And they're trying to ban people online that try to talk about vaccines and damage. What happened to them? What happened to their families? What the inserts say. So really, they're attacking consumer rights and medical choice. And so we're going to get to all of that with Zach Voorhees, who's riding shotgun with us. And then I do intend the last 30 minutes or so when he's on with us to give the number out for people that love vaccines and have great stories to tell, or people that have had bad reactions. You know, just what you personally have experienced, because that's really where the rubber meets the road about everybody. You know, they could say a restaurant's the best restaurant in town, but if you get food poisoning there once or twice, and you hear your neighbors got it, and pretty soon everybody's not going to go there anymore because you get food poisoning. Doesn't matter if the news says that nobody ever got sick there. If you got a bunch of people coming out dead, folks are going to think they're putting cyanide in the food, not just bacteria or other toxins. So, Zach, I want to get into all this with you in the next hour. But first off, what do you think of the impeachment wheels coming off? What do you think of all the confrontations of the politicians happening? What do you think of the Brexit Party, you know, winning so big in the UK? I mean, I call this a pretty big awakening. What do you think's happening right now?
Well, I think that the election win in the UK was phenomenal. Like, you saw Boris Johnson come out ahead with a huge and surprising win by the Conservatives. The mainstream media was saying that, oh, it's going to be really close. It's going to be really close. No, it was a total blowout for the Conservative Party. They swept through. And just like the Brexit election win signified the upcoming Trump election win, I think that this Boris Johnson win is going to signal the next Trump win in 2020.
And that's what Joe Biden just said, too.
Yeah. You know, and so right now with the impeachment, the mainstream media is starting to like wake up and realize, hey, I think they're setting us a trap. And for a lot of us, including you, you've been kind of saying this for a while. There's a trap that's being set. The Republicans control the Senate. And when it comes to the Senate, there's really no way out. And right now, the Democrats have two bad choices. They can continue this sham impeachment and have it die in the Senate, or they can retract, they can like abandon it and then, you know, show themselves to be the losers. And
either way, they're impotent.
Either way, they're impotent.
So what do you expect them to pull, though, to get their bacon out of the fire?
Oh, man, that's a good question. You know, I honestly think that, you know, I have no idea what to expect. I am sitting here going, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? It's almost like we're watching a movie.
I was thinking the other day, truth is stranger than fiction. This is incredibly riveting.
Yeah. No one knows what's going to happen. What's your idea? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, they had planned to not have him release that transcript. They had planned to just buffalo the public into abandoning, but they've been caught lying so much it backfired. They plan on bringing women forward and racist stuff during the actual trial, I believe. That's just what they do in the past. But I think now, even if Trump did some real stuff, it's not going to work anymore because they have fired so many. They've cried wolf so many times now that it really rings hollow. But they are trying to start civil unrest. They are trying to plunge the economy. And I don't think Trump is invincible. But I agree that calling everybody racist, bullying everyone, doing all this is not working, is backfiring spectacularly. But see, they're in their own echo chambers and bubbles on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google. And so they've radicalized themselves within those bubbles. They don't see any opposition where they are. And so they just can't believe that it's not working. So it's the immovable object moving into the unstoppable force. It's going to be explosive.
You know what I think is really funny is the fact that with all of the impeachment going on and all the reasons why, you know, they justified this impeachment going forward, the one reason that they didn't put in for the impeachment was the whole Russian collusion hoax. Like, they just sort of dropped it and then expected all of us to just sort of forget that the whole reason that they started this impeachment process in the first place was because of...
And why did they drop it? Because it's all their evidence that they were involved with Russia and others, and they know Trump's going to put that evidence on.
Yep, the exact same thing is happening in Ukraine. Think mirror. Like, think of all the allegations that are against Trump. In reality, all the allegations that they were leveraging against him applied to Biden, Obama.
I got to say this. I wasn't buying into this whole thing that trust the plan, it's going to blow up in their face and take them down. But you know what? That is really what's starting to happen. It's pretty amazing. Stay with us.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Zach Voorhees, big Google whistleblower, about to expose vaccines starting the next segment. You were telling me about this article out of Breitbart that I hadn't seen, where, of course, there's lawsuits and they're finding all these irregularities, thousands of people voting the names of dead people. Oh, no, that well-known problem across the country doesn't exist. It's racist to say so. What the hell does that have to do with black people that Democrats are going around in the cemetery getting people's names and voting in them? Again, the media injects race into everything.
Yeah, right. What has the media been telling us? They've been telling us that there is no way that there's election rigging that's happening across the nation. And now there's a lawsuit that says, hey, look, Detroit, you're using dead people to vote. And their response is not that, no, we're not. They're saying, no, that's racist for you to even think that that's happening. It's a direct attack on people of color. It's like, come on. Why is accusing them of voting dead people to vote a direct attack on people of color? I don't get it.
When we were playing that clip of Joe Biden earlier, some people might not have been tuned in and might have missed it. While he's speaking, the crowd, like braying sheep, going, racist, racist. They just, like, it's a magic word. They're like, racist, racist. When they're talking about Trump and things, they're just braying like sheep, like it's magic. And I'll be out on the street and have a leftist toddle over, and they used to say, Russian agent. And they're like, ah, oh, I got you. Now they go, racist. It's always like some weird white person. And I just laugh at them, and they look all freaked out, like, what, my magic word didn't hurt you? Like, I'm supposed to go, no, no, please. Oh, no, God. Ah! Like, I burst in flame, or like that movie Scanners, my head starts puffing up, and I go, I mean, it just doesn't work.
I'm melting.
Exactly. Say racist, and like, oh, I'm melting.
It's like, I'm sorry, it's almost 2020. It's like, we don't see that anymore.
You know what Zeus does when he throws thunderbolts down to kill somebody? He goes, oh, racist.
Right? That they got rid of that from the Greek and Athenian legends. Everyone was claiming racist.
There it is. Look, that guy says racist and it's over when he says it.
Yeah. So, yeah. So apparently claiming dead people can vote is racist. Also, there's an interesting story that my friend dug up where he discovered that if certain aborted children in California don't have to be issued a death certificate. And there, yeah, this is true. This is true. And there is this theory of, well, why would they do that? Is it because they are registering to vote as Democrats 18 years later?
Ah, say that again.
Okay, so in California, there's a law that they passed in 1997 that stated that a fetus that was aborted at a certain time frame didn't have to be issued a death certificate by the hospital.
Yes.
And so there is this theory that those aborted fetuses are now voting in California.
Well, hell, I mean, they've been caught doing stuff just as bad as that. I mean, they just had Judicial Watch lawsuit a few months ago came out, and it found that it's pretty amazing. Like millions and millions of people had voted illegally or in the names of dead people.
Yeah, and there was like more people registered to vote in certain counties in California than there are actual people in the county.
But you know, that's racist to bring that up.
I know, right? Why is that racist?
It's like if your tire's flat, you just go, it's racist. Or like if you're a landlord and somebody wants you to fix the toilet, just go, racist. You don't have to.
Right.
Or if somebody wants you to like, I mean, let's say a waitress brings you out like a soup with a fly in it. Just say racist.
Right.
It'll fix any problems, what I'm saying.
We should look to Iraq to really on how to vote because they got it down cold. They take your finger, you dip it in ink after you vote, and then you can only, put your finger in ink once, and that's it. Does your finger have ink on it? Sorry, you can't vote anymore, But now in California, now in Oregon, you don't even have to come in to vote. You can send in a mail-in ballot. And whenever I see a state instituting a mail-in ballot, I realize, okay, this is paving the way for massive election fraud that's going to come in.
That's 2 + 2 = 4, which is racist.
When I grow up, I want to be a rock star.
take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, bottom of the hour, I'm going to give your number out to call in and tell us your horror stories or your stories about how you found your knight in shining armor when they gave you that vaccine, which is really just a company producing something they're going to put in your body that they claim will teach your body to have a learned immunity to it, artificially learned immunity, which no one's arguing isn't a real science. I know the whole history of it. The problem is they've been given liability protection. Now they're lying about what's on the inserts. Now they're trying to pass laws to not have the inserts and not have to tell you what they can do to you. And here's the thing. Gardasil was doing trials 18 years ago, and it killed a bunch of people that took it. Caused autoimmune disorders in others, sterilized women, caused cancer. And that was all over local news around the country, people dying in the test. Rick Perry, who had a Merck former head as his chief of staff, said, well, I'm going to say it's a civil emergency. So if a governor or the president does that, be a governor too, it gives liability protection to that vaccine because it's mandated. And they rolled out a product that was banned in Japan and India and places where they tested it and killed people. And they dumped a drug banned in other countries on the American market. Think about that. And it's the same thing that we see with 5G. Israel invents it, bans it for security and health reasons last year. 5G is illegal in Israel, but they're selling it to us. Now, again, Switzerland's starting to ban it in its different states, cantons. So it's the same thing. They go safe and effective. They have fact sheets at the drugstores when you go there, Walgreens, CVS, but they're not the vaccine inserts, ladies and gentlemen. Now, just the other day, I had the crew just go to Walgreens. They tried to not give us these, and here are the real inserts. This is what comes with them by law. You read this with a magnifying glass. It says it can kill you. It can give you Guillain-Barre, narcolepsy, all these other disorders. How'd you like to get a case of permanent epilepsy? How'd you like to get cancer? You need to read the adverse reactions on these. And do it while you can. They got laws in Congress to stop issuing these.
Now Facebook is intercepting the sharing of these nutritional labels on these vaccines and preventing the spread through social media. That's the newest thing of the last month. They don't want you sharing the information that's on the vaccine label, which is incredible.
They were just scrolling through and I read, there are undetectable items in this that may interfere with infants such and such. And then it's just everything you're reading, just deadly, 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 deadly.
Did you know that there is an entire human that they inject when they push that vaccine? The cells that they use to incubate a lot of the vaccines is actually
an entire genome.
Entire genome, because they use aborted fetal tissue in order to grow these, you know, vaccines.
And then, so the fact that it's causing an autoimmune response to that is going to cause an autoimmune response to all the other genes in the body, many of which you match, which then is going to trigger autoimmune disease in your body.
And it's not just
bingo.
It's not just the DNA. It's also the fact that you're injecting an immune agitator called an adjuvant. So that could be mercury, which is, I think they banned it.
Aluminum.
Aluminum is still legal. And that aluminum adjuvant says to your immune system, hey,
impairment to fertility. Oh, the MMR shot hurts your fertility. Maybe it's best we not read this, huh? Oh, adverse reactions. Look at this. Vasculitis in your heart. Pancreatitis. Oh, diarrhea, vomiting, nausea. Look at that. Oh, my gosh, diabetes. Hey, you like diabetes? You see that right there, type 1 diabetes?
Where?
Scroll up.
My brother's got type 1 diabetes.
I mean, it's genetic. Really, what does it?
Oh, it's 1 in 100,000 is what they say.
But now it's increasing. Like listen. They told one of my good friends that when his daughter went in and they gave him the vaccine years ago, and all of a sudden she got type 1 diabetes. the whole children's ward was full of kids after that shot that got type 1 diabetes because it gave them pancreatitis.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to even treat it and save their pancreas, they just say, hey, your kid's on this forever. And then once they put them on it, they never have the insulin again. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, look, mother. Following vaccination in children, reactions in joints are uncommon and generally a brief duration. But then it goes on to say, but it actually might give them arthritis in some cases. And look at that. Isn't that nice?
See, don't you hate that doublespeak? They say,
oh, look, it might give you measles. You see that?
Because it's a live measles vaccine.
The risk of serious neurological disorders following live measles virus vaccine administration remains less than the risk of encephalitis following infection with wide type measles. Did you hear what that just said? The risk of serious neurological disorders following live measles virus vaccine administration remains less than the risk of encephalitis. And it goes on, following injection with wild type measles.
The side effects of the measles vaccine is measles. Isn't that weird? One of the side effects of the measles vaccine is measles.
But it's okay. It's not going to cause neurological damage as bad as the wild one. But then they lie to you and tell you there's no problem, safe and effective. But this live video is banned on Facebook. And if somebody tries to clip this out and just show you the insert, they're going to say, that's not medical. They're not allowed as talk show hosts to read an insert. It's like, hey, don't read on Drano that it says you can burn your eyes out or if you drink it, it'll kill you. Only a doctor is allowed to read that to you. In fact, you're not allowed to read it either.
You're not a qualified authoritarian to make these certain comments.
That's what they say on Facebook. You've got to be a qualified expert.
Yeah, unless you are know-nothing 16-year-old that wants to push the climate alarmism like
Greta.
Then all of a sudden, it's like everyone's saying, oh, yeah, we should listen to this kid. It's really weird, this double standard about how you can't comment on certain things, but you can if you go with the agenda.
They had the swine flu vaccine back in the 70s. Tens of thousands died. It was all over the news. No one debated it. My grandmother got polio from the polio vaccine. I have a really good friend. In fact, everybody knows his name here on the show. His mother is fighting, like I said the name, for her life after what they call polio-like virus ate her spine.
Polio-like virus. I wonder if it's polio.
Well, this individual was vaccinated previously, but they're in an area with the precious little migrants from Syria. But you see, polio is eradicated. So when you get polio, either from the vaccine or someone else from a third world country, remember it doesn't exist, so it's now polio-like. Oh, they've eradicated death. They just call it death-like symptoms. If a death has been eradicated, there's still times when people, you know, you rot, you go away, you're never here again, your physical body, but that's not death. That's death-like.
May include side effects like death-like symptoms or death.
Yeah.
Right?
You're learning how this works.
Yeah.
Look at this. Death from various and in some cases unknown causes has been reported rarely following vaccination with measles, mumps, and rubella vaccines. However, a causal relationship has not been established in healthy individuals. See contradictions, contraindications. No death or permanent, what does that say? Permanent
sequelae.
Sequelae. Reported in the published post-marketing surveillance study in Finland involving 1.5 million children and adults who were vaccinated with MMR. Oh, but don't worry. Look, that was back in 1982. Everything's fine. And then, I mean, you got to read this stuff yourself. Unbelievable. And we're just randomly just scrolling through one of many here. Why don't you read the Gardasil contraindications? Read that. Hey, listen, don't worry about that. Just know this. We're not living as long. Cancer rates are way up. Neurological rates are way up. IQs are plunging. And infant mortality is exploding. So keep taking those shots. All right, you talk about horrifying. I'm here during the break. By the way, Alex Jones here back live. And I'm saying the worst vaccine from my research is the Gardasil HPV, human papillomavirus.
I took it, too, before I knew.
And I didn't know this about you. And then the boom operator talked about a family member in great shape, amazing, took it and got ovarian cancer. And by the way, it says on the insert, increases ovarian cancer. It's been tied to sterilizing women. Everyone in Mexico, school-age girls, are basically being forced to take it. The headlines say it's the law. It's just like here, it's not really the law. And boy, are they getting sterilized. And again, I don't want floods of illegal aliens up here that are told to hate America and want welfare. But I don't want to sterilize all the Mexicans either. You understand? So the leftists have this, oh, we love the third world, we love the migrants. Remember, they didn't just give black people in the U.S. syphilis and vaccines. They did it in Peru. They did it all over the world. They did it to poor white people. They do it to poor people because they don't know what hit them. And Zach Voorhees, I'm going to shut up and I'll give you the floor because you're going to do a whole PowerPoint and we're going to air it either this week or next week and make a big deal about it because we just do something, it's no big deal. If we do it big production value, you can really run through it all. But before we get into some of your documents here, tell people your experience with the Gardasil.
Yeah, so while I was working at Google, I decided that I wanted to get vaccinated against HPV. Who wouldn't, right? You take a shot, and all of a sudden, there's one less thing to worry about. And then after getting the shot, I started getting kind of sick, like headachey, started getting like the flu a lot. And now in retrospect, what I suspect is that I suspect that the vaccine was a contributing factor. And I suspect this because of all the poisons that are in these vaccines. And so,
brother, when they give you a big fat spectrum of cancer viruses that aren't really attenuated, your body is freaking out. And then every contaminant in there, your body now creates an autoimmune response to that. And that's really the big danger. It's not the aluminum. All that's a side issue from my research. This is mainline science. It's whatever else is in there. Just like that insert said, oh, there's other stuff in here. This may cause an autoimmune disorder. That's why autoimmune disorders are skyrocketing.
Yep.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, and that is part of what the adjuvants do. They cause the body to have an immune response to the vaccine that's in there. And as a result, most of the time your body's going to be like, it's the vaccine that I need to inoculate against. But sometimes it's going to inoculate against your own tissues. And then boom, you now have an autoimmune problem.
Let's explain that again. Most vaccines got grown on fetal tissue at one point, later that may grow that base group on eggs or something, or on vats of blood. They have lots of growth material. But it still has human DNA in it, and so your body is going to start having autoimmune responses to human DNA.
Right, like it takes in that DNA, and it sends it to your lymph systems, and they pull it apart. They're like, what's here that we need to like generate an immune response to? And then it's like, aha, it's like this protein that's expressed in your kidneys or your connective tissue, and now, boom, your body is attacking.
Now you got lupus.
Now you got lupus, right? So this happens all the time. And, you know, it's a mystery. Why are all these diseases happening? And
why is it all getting so bad? See,
scientists don't
know. I only made this corn out of a monkey fish frog, and hogs eat it. They die. They eat the GMO corn. Have Gardasil. Hell, have some Roundup. It's good. You can drink a whole bottle of this. And the Indian farmers go, oh, really, and kill themselves with it.
Ever know anyone?
Doesn't do too good for them.
Ever know anyone with a peanut allergy?
Yes.
Do you know why that peanut allergy happened?
Tell us.
They were using peanut oil as an adjuvant for vaccines.
Yes.
And now they've stopped, and now the peanut allergies have gone way down.
And that's why, ooh, you eat a peanut, almost kills you.
Yeah, no one talks about
it. I did know the answer, but I didn't want to steal the punchline.
All right.
Yeah, but hey, what's wrong with the dying from peanut allergy? It's liberal.
Right.
Why are you racist?
Too many people.
Why are you racist against peanut allergies?
Yes.
People deserve their peanut allergies.
Yeah.
People love. They worked hard for those.
Yeah. And it really sucks if you have.
Well, I mean, take my uncle, the one that's still alive. He worked out on a ranch. He cut himself. Was around horse manure. That's got a lot of tetanus in it. Went and got a tetanus shot. Arms and legs swole up, everything else, almost died. And the doctor told him, yeah, the tetanus shot did this. Don't ever take one again. I mean, but then they act like, oh, vaccines never do anything wrong. Oh, that's made up. Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It was a lady who worked here. She would do the show logs. She's, she'd write some of the notes, what we talked about, to put headlines up and things later. And she was going to go to Vietnam. So they told her, oh, here's the shots you take, the State Department said. And she was wearing a mask here for like a month and everything. And she said, no, they've told me from the rest of my life I can never take any vaccines again because once you have a bad reaction, you can't ever take them again. But on the news, they just say, Zach, just take them. Just keep taking them. There's nobody ever had a problem, Zach. What's wrong, Zach? I just can't. Oh, my uncle almost died from one. My mom almost died from one. My grandmother was given polio from it, and the doctor told her that back in 1954. But everything's fine, Zach. You got really sick when you took one, but everything's fine, Zach. Everything's fine, Zach.
Did you know that the polio vaccine contained a virus that caused cancer, and that one third of all the vaccines that were given in like the 1960s were contaminated with this oncological virus?
SV40.
SV40, that's right, simian virus 40.
And they estimate 100 million people got cancer from it, and tens of millions died. How liberal.
Yeah, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is a conspiracy fact.
Oh, but the good of vaccines outweighs the bad. No, it doesn't. Because the truth is, it's a eugenics program, just like the fluoride and all of it, to dumb you down and make you infertile so the ruling class can dominate you. None of them take any of the vaccines, folks.
Yeah. It's interesting that the president of Russia recently stated that they were not going to put any fluoride in the waters in Russia because he said that fluoride should only be used in the gulags. It should not be given to the general population. I thought that was fascinating. And you know who was pushing this fluoridation in the waters? None other than George Soros.
He loves us.
Man, I don't get why he is the enemy of humanity. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, he signed on to, when you're 14, helping round up your fellow Jews to send them to death camps, I mean, you get an early start with Beelzebub. He'd pay him a top general.
Isn't it funny how the ADL says it's anti-Semitic to criticize a Jew killer like George Soros? It blows my mind, like that 60 Minutes interview where he says that it was the most exhilarating time of his life.
Look, oh, George Soros demands fluoride added to drinking waters in schools, helping the children. Ah, liberal. Even though the American Medical Association, Harvard, all admit massive fertility drops, massive cancer, massive IQ reduction, all given to you by Soros. And Alexander Soros smiles down too when he's not at Aleister Crowley rituals. You know, he takes photos of himself at the Aleister Crowley events.
George Soros does.
No, Alexander. He's very proud of himself.
Yeah.
Such a powerful young man.
He's an evil villain in the making.
When you look at him, he just looks like a sack of garbage.
Yeah, just like his father. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, I mean, again, they've got to serve Satan. They've got to commit to pure evil. Because when you get into that level of Satanism, if you don't absolutely turn yourself to the dark side, you are not going to be happy camper.
Luckily, there's people that have you, Alex Jones, to come here and say the truth and tell people what's really going on.
Well, I'm certainly trying, but I have gone a little bit crazy. Hey, Joe Rogan talked about Bohemian Grove. It was pretty good.
Wow, it's becoming mainstream. My gosh, look at that. Millions of viewers.
Yep. You know, I'm not allowed back on right now because it was the number one podcast he ever did.
Was your interview, really?
Yeah, they had a big article out the other day. It's like, number one he's ever done. It's confirmed, but just I'm not allowed. Like, when you're number one, you're not allowed to be on air. You understand how that works, folks? Because we'll tell you, read the vaccine inserts. I mean, just don't believe me. It's right here. Just can't have that. I mean, come on. Safe and effective. BS.
Another time.
In the age of wonder.
In the age of wonder.
The 12 days of Christmas were happening at InfoWarsStore.com.
Another world. Another time. His land was green and good until the Christmas cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Please don't forget, we're in the middle of the 12 days of Christmas. If you fund us, you'll continue to see incredible stuff like our battle tank rolling around every town and major city of this country, exposing the globalist and gobbling up all the headlines for freedom. Our intrepid reporters confronting globalist politicians with hardcore facts, triggering chain reactions. I got to say it, InfoWars, because of your support and this great crew and our great guest is delivering, I am very, very blessed and very, very honored. But I don't want to say I'm satisfied because we're getting very close to defeating the globalists, and that just makes me that much more hungry. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, fortified with colloidal silver, iodine, and tea tree is back in stock, 50% off. That was the first day of Christmas. Second day of Christmas, Brain Force Plus, 60% off. These cells are still going. They compound each day. Day three, knock out the great sleep aid, 8 natural systems together in one pill for deeper, better, more restful sleep. Bodies, ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoid. Ultra B12, the best B12 you're going to find. Super strong, super great, under the tongue. Selenium, Biotrue Selenium from the mustard seed. It's excellent. All apparel, 20 to 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can just make the order, put somebody else's address, put in the note on the checkout that it's from you so they know why they got a T-shirt or a book or a film or whatever you send them. And now today, Turbo Force, 10-hour clean, focused energy. 60% off InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other big specials as well. We have the new tooth whitening toothpaste. It's discounted. But by shopping with us, you don't fund the globalist agenda and you fund the operation to get the truth out and you get your great products at the same time. I should also tell you that you can find Zach Voorhees and his great Twitter account where he does really fearless work. Hadn't been banned yet. I don't know how. That Perpetual Maniac and so much more. You'll find it all there. Perpetual Maniac. On Twitter. Zach Voorhees, you know, I said I'd take calls. You're going to be back tomorrow. We're just ranting today. We're going to take some calls coming up. We'll get the number out at the end of the segment. We're going to do a PowerPoint that we're probably going to shoot today or tomorrow. It'll air this week or next week. We're going to really push it hard where you can spend 30 minutes, an hour, whatever you want, commercial free, to really lay all this out. But go ahead and start getting into your facts now. I've been interrupting.
So we have a bunch of studies that have been done by the CDC and various organizations around the world. The mainstream media does not want to talk about them, despite the fact that they come from the CDC themselves. We've been able to get them out of their cold, dead hands with a FOIA request. That is the Freedom of Information Act. And the person we should thank for this is the Children's Health Defense Fund, which is done by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. So we thank you for that, Robert F. Kennedy. I want to get into the first one, which is the CDC's unpublished study on Hep B, which showed dramatic increase in the risk of autism, 7.6% times increase, sleep disorders, speech disorders, and neurodevelopment disorders.
And that's given right at birth, and you might as well just throw your baby up against the wall. Might as well just, you know, drop them a few times on their head.
Yep. Next up, we have
this is the chemical lobotomy at birth. Please continue.
That's right. Next up, we've got the hepatitis V vaccine, which increases the odds for special education by nearly 9 times. Okay. This was published in 2008. There it is right there on the screen.
This is just, you know, what's wrong with the lobotomy? That makes us a little bit more, you know, that was a jab this into my cerebral cortex a little bit. I wouldn't have as much, you know, thoughts that are so complex that upset me. Society would run better, right? Just, you know.
And the benefits is that it lowers your SAT score.
Which is also loving and liberal. Please continue.
Uh-huh. Which actually makes you more eligible for welfare. Next up is the hepatitis V vaccine in male newborns increases odds of autism by 3x. That's another reason to take the hepatitis
B. And these are major PubMed studies, all linked, all well-known.
Yep. You know, it's funny. Autism is actually a multi-spectrum disorder. It's caused by many different factors. It's basically brain inflammation and a persistent inflammation that...
That's what they call it, the spectrum, because there's all different ways our brains try to repair themselves after the massive autoimmune response that happens in the brain.
Yeah, it's like 5 different diseases all classified under the same thing. It's like, oh, you've got fatigue. Well, what's it caused by? Well, it could be like 5 different things, right? That's the way autism works. It's like these 5 different things, but they just call it, oh, you've got autism. So let's see. Flu shot increases rate of non-flu infection by 4.4 times.
And there's your big mainline scientific studies.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of us see that ourselves. Like, my dad always gets vaccinated, and then he's just like, but I still got the flu. How does that work?
I know a lady that manages a major medical facility here in Austin, and she just got hired by the new group that bought it up to run it. Mm-hmm. I don't believe it that. Well, they come in and watch everyone now and make sure they have a shot. Usually all the nurses and them, they just inject it into a trash can and lie. They all were made to take it. She's deathly ill right now. And a bunch of them are sick, and the company's losing money. She's not a nurse. She's a manager for major medical equipment used across Austin. I'll just leave it at that. Okay, major.
But, Alex, you're not an immunologist. How can you say things that may or may not be
true? Yeah, just all the nurses and all the people are secretly injecting it in trash cans. And this time, the new Nazi company literally comes in and watches you take it. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah, and God bless those nurses that will just throw the vaccine into the garbage and then say that the...
Oh, they all do it. They all do it. But now they watch them.
Now they watch them. There's a monitor that watches the nurses.
They came in. They watched. She's the head lady. She's thinking about coming on. She's literally super sick.
I'm so glad I'm not a baby right now. They've got it rough. Let's talk about DTP. It increases.
This happened this week, brother.
It's happened this week.
This lady manages the whole Austin territory. So she's the boss. So they came in, everybody watched her take it. Then they all take it. They were all refusing. Like, line up, roll up your sleeves. We're going to prove how tough we are.
It just keeps on getting crazier and crazier and crazier, right? DTP increases mortality in girls 10x. That comes.
So in the old days, the Nazis just put you up against a wall like Greta Thunberg once and shoot you. Now we just do it where you go off and linger for a while. Everybody has to take care of you, and then you die.
Well, the thing is that when they line you up and shoot you, that's too much, you know, cause and effect. Now they want to have probable deniability. So they just want to make you sick. And is it the vaccines? Is it the water?
Soft kill.
Is it the food? Like, you don't
know. It's all of it. It's like, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Okay. let's see. Vaccination of preemies increases odds of neurodevelopment disorders by 6.6 times. I keep on wanting to say percent, but it's times. So vaccination, receipt of one or more recommended vaccines was significantly associated with neurodevelopment disorder, while preterm birth without vaccination was not.
And there's big studies on the Amish just don't get autism.
Yeah, but you know what? That's going to come to an end because now they're saying that the Amish have to vaccinate if they want to attend a private school.
I saw that court ruling this week.
Yeah. Like,
or last week.
It's like, it's really, and the left is doing it. The left is always like, oh, separation of church and state, church and state. Well, now here's a religious group. They're like, we want to have a separation of church and state. They're like, no, it has to be mandatory.
Your school has to be accredited with vaccinations. They're like, but we don't get autism and we have the lowest rate of infection. Hey, shut up. Take it. We love you.
Do you have allergic rhinitis, allergy, ADHD, autism, ischemia, learning disability, and neurodevelopment disorder? You may have been vaccinated. So vaccination increases the risk of these things.
Look. A lot. Allergies, 30 times.
Yeah.
Come on down. Oh, my gosh.
What is the thing?
A 4.2 times increase of ADHD. 4.2 of autism. Yay.
The common thread here is that these are all tied to the immune system, okay?
Neurological disorders, 4%. Yay! You get a neurological disorder. You get cancer. You get autistic. You die. You have convulsions. You have autoimmune disorders. Yay! Instead of you get a car, you get a car. You get a disease. You get a disease. You get narcolepsy. You get epilepsy. You get type 1 diabetes. You die. Grand winner.
Spend the roulette wheel of vaccination-related injury. Okay? Continuing on.
Well, let's just stay there, you evil American. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Your vaccine stories, uncensored, live. About different Pentagon studies they've done in situations. Within about 10 days of no food, most people become cannibals. About 80% become cannibals. The other 20% usually commit suicide. So, your kids are starving to death. I wouldn't go out and grab other groups of people and then eat them. But I'm just being honest. We're talking about the lizard brain kicking in the lower brain.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. Let's say a raiding party comes to your house, tries to eat you during collapse, and you haven't eaten in about a week and a half. They're trying to eat you. I'm not going to go out and eat children and stuff, but I'll gun these guys down, and then I'm gonna eat them. And I'm not going to enjoy doing that. I'm just being honest that my kids need food. I'm going to eat them.
Yeah, I heard people taste like
pig.
Is that what it is?
It's called long ham in the South Pacific. Yeah, I don't have any desire to eat people.
Yeah.
But it's like if you're in a jet and that famous one that crashed in the Andes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and half of them, were dead. They made the decision to eat the people, and they lived.
Yeah.
And so there's this big taboo against eating people. I'm against it too, but we inject ourselves with vaccines grown on dead babies. That's the same thing.
Can you imagine the discussion around that? They're like, well, we ate 3 days ago, but this guy's dead, and in 10 days, it's probably going to spoil. So even though we're not hungry, we should probably eat now.
Remember the Mutiny on the Bounty? That's a true story. And it was the furthest, you know, open-air navigation by a small boat, like all the way across the Pacific. They all said in the logs that, oh, we sustained ourselves off one bird we caught. No, that word, they ate the dudes.
Wow, bird is the word.
They ate the few guys. The guys reportedly later, because one guy wrote his diary, they said, hey, eat me when I die.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's, you know. I mean, come on, let's just be honest about it.
Oh, on to happier things.
On to happier notes.
Let's talk about vaccines.
Let's talk about eating our neighbors.
This one is really important to me. This is the vaccination increases type 1 diabetes by 3 times. Now, this is really important to me because my brother developed type 1 diabetes when he was 17. And all of a sudden, he lost a bunch of weight, started urinating frequently all the time. I think he even wet his bed. And then we put him on the scales like, oh, you're 10 pounds underweight. We brought him in. His like blood sugar levels were like 1,300, okay? And then ever since then, he's had to inject himself with a bunch of insulin every single day. So why did that happen? Why is it so common? It's linked to vaccines, all right?
They cause an autoimmune response in the pancreas. That's on record.
Yeah, that's right. Polio vaccination increases type 1 diabetes by 2.5 times. Raw CDC data shows vaccination on time with MMR increases odds of autism by 3.5 times. So this is the CDC's own unpublished study. The reason why we have it is because of a FOIA request.
Oh, you're going through 50 or 60 of these. Slow down on that one, Zach. This is the CDC's own internal study, bombshell beyond belief. And 2020, back at the time, also covered it. Then the CDC suppressed it. The head of the CDC famously in the meeting said, my God, they'll kill us if they learn what we've done. I've got to tell my kids not to give my grandkids this stuff. This all came out on ABC News. Show them that again.
Yeah, it's right here, right?
Yeah, put that back on screen, guys, please. Great job, crew. Look at that.
It's you know, it's like this should be given to the public so that they can see what's going on. And they could be like, you know, maybe we should figure out which one of these 3 vaccines in the MMR is causing this, right? But they don't want to do that. They want to, you know, they want to lock it
down. They want to increase the amount.
They want to increase the amount, right? Because apparently...
Oh, it's really good for black folks. By the way, fluoride, all this seems to be way double worse for blacks. Fluoride, whatever the vaccines are doing, the same. Double worse. Look at that.
We should call vaccines racist.
They actually are.
Right?
For whatever reason, Africans do even worse than... any other group with fluoride and what's in the vaccines. Every study, just, you want to, I mean, you think it's frying white folks, it's really bad for black people.
Next time I talk to a left-wing racist that accuses me of being a conspiracy theorist, I'll just say, hey, you're racist, right? Because vaccines harm a lot of black people more than they do other racial groups.
Well, I mean, look, humans are all the same, but statistically there are known genetic differences, and that's why every long-distance champion runner is Kenyan. There's just something, and that's all the other Africans get beat by them too. There's just something going on with Kenyans and that certain percent that have a metabolic system that allows them to just run 50 miles and never stop.
Yeah.
Okay, there's just something. Well, you take people that are souped up like that, like a man's more souped up than a woman, okay? And then on average, a black guy, you know, has more athletic ability. They call that racist. It's a fact. It's in all the studies, folks. But when you're a race car and souped up, you put bad fuel in that, bye-bye.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm. You start running a little... thick, you know?
Yeah, that's why fluoride and any other contaminant to black people is really, really bad. It's bad for everybody, folks. Bad for boys. Those girls are the least affected. Why? Stronger blood-brain barriers.
That's right. Yeah, it's stronger blood-brain barriers between on women, and then guys don't have it that much, which is the reason why guys suffer from a whole bunch of diseases that women don't suffer
from. Men are the target.
Mm-hmm. They want a weak male, you know, group. Let's do this next one.
Because it has to do with testosterone. Also, the higher the testosterone as well, the worse these things affect.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Okay, so thimerosal containing hepatitis B series increases odds of autism by 3.4 times. Now, what is thimerosal? Thimerosal is...
mercury.
Mercury. It's like methyl or ethyl mercury. Really bad stuff. You get it in your system, and your body starts to attack the cells that it gets absorbed into. Why does your body absorb mercury? Because it seems like it appears to be similar to the other metals above it in the periodic table. Okay. So, human papilloma virus, that's HPV for those of you that don't know this. Virus vaccine increases the odds of asthma 8 times. Moving on, another mercury-containing vaccine, hepatitis B series, increases odds of premature puberty by 2 times. Okay, MMR vaccine increases risk of Crohn's disease by 3 times and ulcerative colitis by 2.5 times. Now, I actually dated a woman that had like this, and there was just a whole bunch of food that she couldn't eat, and she couldn't figure out why she had it. She thought it was genetic.
And then they find the immune antibodies in the gut.
Yeah, for measles, believe it or not. Yeah. In 85% of the cases, the people that have like autism or this like bowel
and that's what
disease.
And that's what these doctors were finding. So they just picked a few, demonized them, and claimed that their research was a hoax. But none of it was. It was all true.
Yeah, and then these scientists, they don't want to be lumped in to that, like, you know, fraud, which is labeled by the mainstream media. So they don't go next to those, you know, studies. They don't make a follow-up study on that because they don't want to get slimed like they see the other people were. So, yeah, so MMR vaccine, that's measles, mumps, and rubella. The Marisol-containing hepatitis B vaccines, when compared to children unvaccinated with the Marisol, increases odds of ADHD. Should I keep on going? Oh, this one's a bombshell. All right. Highest levels of the Marisol, remember that's mercury-containing vaccines. Exposure increases autism risk 11 times. 11 times. How do we get this information to the public, Alex? 11 times.
And let's be clear. They know exactly what they're doing. Because the higher the thimerosal, the bigger the autoimmune response. So when they up the adjuvant, which makes the amount they put in stronger, then that causes a bigger autoimmune response, which causes swelling in the brain, which causes brain damage.
You ever hear about like sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS?
Yeah, it didn't exist till all the vaccines.
Yeah.
And Australia found it was the vaccines. They covered it up.
And it happens within 72 hours of vaccines. But
that's right.
It's still a mystery. Oh, it may have been like baby shaken syndrome.
Even though Japan found out it was and what, 15 years ago, banned children under 2 from getting vaccines.
You know, Japan's actually got it right. They've actually know more about...
The Japanese are like, oh, we didn't have any babies dying of this, and now they just suddenly are dying after a shot. It's the shot. They went to the study, and it was a shot.
Yeah.
Think about it. But think about this. You can get stung by a honeybee. You have an autoimmune response, you swell up, you get really sick, and if you don't get a shot, you die. I never used to be allergic to them until a whole group of them chased me when I was like 20. I got stung like 15 times, and now if I get stung by one, I swell up. And for a while, I'd have an EpiPen because it got really bad. And now it's gotten better because I haven't been stung in a long time. But to make a long story short, imagine the newborn baby, and there's like 5-6 shots they're getting. These big, and your body is not ready for that. They have autoimmune responses, and a lot of times they die like a bee sting.
Yep.
Would you just let 6 bees sting a baby?
No.
No, because they're going to have an autoimmune response. Well, what the hell are you doing with big injectors pumping stuff into them?
Like, this is like the vaccine. The baby's like this big, right? Like, if that was like you, like, think how big that vaccine would have to be.
It'd be like
a giant vaccine.
It'd be like a beer can amount.
Yeah.
Like 16 ounces.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, the nurses talk about it, how they watch the babies. A lot of them have convulsions after. And they're like, oh, sorry, they're going to the NICU. Like 5 minutes later. A lot of parents are crying right now. They're like, yeah. Yeah, they want to lobotomize all of us. They want to manage us. They want to control us.
And if you post the video,
they'll take it down. Broadcasting worldwide. Zach Voorhees is our guest here in studio. We got loaded phone lines. You're going to be back tomorrow, and we will more concisely, without me interrupting, go through all of those. We're going to shoot a PowerPoint either today or tomorrow. By PowerPoint, I mean just a presentation here where we go through it slowly and document all of this, and then go through this big stack of articles A lot of it is, I also want to go through these other inserts I've got and highlight them. I've got a big magnifying glass we bought so that I can show people on screen, because the print has gotten even smaller. Before it was about a third the size of the smallest Bible print. If you had perfect eyes, you could read it. It's now, Zach, I want to show you the new printing. Look at this. That's the new flu vaccine. All you can read is the name of the company. No one can read that.
Let me see that. My God.
That's like cartoon print, you know, like where they had, like, you have to have an electron microscope to read it.
Wow. And I've got like,
that's almost like microchip etching.
Hold on. Right, like the microfilm. You know, you go in to read
microfish, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to calls right now. Gerald Celente's coming up. You're going to be on with us third hour tomorrow, and I appreciate you coming to town. And we're going to shoot this special here. You know, and I joke about all this because it's making me sick. It's making me cry. This is really going on. This is a societal, let's hit this thing, go to calls. Clearly they know they're doing it. Clearly it's an agenda. They're intensifying it. How the hell do they think they're going to get away with this?
Well, you know, I think that they've got control of the mainstream media. The mainstream media is going to push what they want them to push. And the thing is that the UN's been really clear that they want to reduce the population. They think that there's too many useless leaders on the planet. And this vaccination drive is one of the ways that they're going to lower the population.
And if you're dumb enough to do it, then they think you deserve it.
Right. And the only out that they give you is the vaccine thing. They always have to give you a choice. They always have to inform you of what they're going to do. That's how the black magic works. And so what you see is you see a horrible end user license agreement, pretty much a vaccine insert. It's like longer than the iTunes end user license agreement. And they're giving you this saying, hey, this is what is going to happen. So if you take it, then you had full consent. But now that people are waking up, they're trying to hide it, which means that they are violating their own rules.
Well said. We'll put that at the very front of this interview and we put it out. Of course, it's live right now. Let's go to Nicole in New Jersey. Nicole, we're going to move quick. Thank you for calling. You're awesome on this Monday edition. Tell us what happened to you.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Zach. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you
for putting this information out there. This is really close to home for me because I am a year and a week younger than you, Alex, so that'll give you a time frame. I grew up having allergic reactions to different vaccines and things. They weren't closing my throat, but they were hitting my GI tract, making me tired, giving me all the bad effects. So I grew up kind of battling here in New Jersey, excuse me, the legal system with it. They want to cover allergies. Everything you guys are saying is totally on point. They don't want to make people aware of how sick they really can make you. And when I hit about 35, my entire immune system went and shot down. So I got to the point where I was allergic to almost all foods, except for about 10, pretty much all leafy greens. And I stopped taking flu shots when I was about 24. So it was crazy. My son was the other reason I was calling. When he was just turning 13, it was right around the time of the swine flu vaccine, and his thyroid went off the chart, and I almost lost him. He was on Concerta, and his heart rate shot up, and his blood pressure dropped. So he was on cardiac medicine for a month.
Jeez.
And then thyroid medicine for about 2 years.
Nicole, so, you listen, I don't, why have it hurt you so bad? I'm not judging you. I guess they pressured you. But when you come back, I want to ask you, why did he take the vaccine if you'd already had these responses yourself? We'll come right back and talk about it, because I know they act like it's the law. It's not. Another great part of this giant deception. Stay with us. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now, New York, California, and other states, New Jersey, I know, has moved in that direction, is trying to make vaccines compulsory right now. Talk about dangerous. Nicole, finishing up real quick, you're saying you had bad vaccine responses. How'd they pressure your son into doing it? You were talking about him getting a problem.
He ended up having a problem. I got divorced when he was just shy of 5 years old. And
divorce. So the exactly. So the other former spouse is the one.
Yep. So he agreed. We didn't agree. And at the time when I was getting divorced, I didn't know I had to put that into my parenting agreement, or I would have.
Oh, that's very important when you're getting ready to get hitched with people, man. Yep. I'm telling you.
Yep. Yep. It was crazy. So they basically told me, you know, if I didn't sign off on it and I didn't do it, then, and I didn't have a court order, they would have to list me as a negligent mother.
God bless you, Nicole. And we just, I take calls all day. We're doing a lot tomorrow. Zach's back. We'll do nothing but calls tomorrow. And we're doing the PowerPoint after that. It's going to be powerful. When do you want to shoot this, today or tomorrow?
We'll try tonight or tomorrow.
Okay,
we'll see.
Good. All right. And then let's go ahead and take another call here. Michaela in Nebraska wants to talk about a personal story in Gardasil, which that and the hepatitis shot are the most deadly in my experience from research. Michaela, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show. Love your crew. I mean, you guys are just amazing. You've woken me up, my husband up. It's just been awesome.
You're awesome.
But so I'm 23 years old right now, and when I was 12, I got the Gardasil shot. And shortly after, I developed severe asthma, and I started fainting just randomly, just constantly fainting. And every time I fainted, I was hitting my head, getting concussions, and
That's narcolepsy. It says on the insert can give you narcolepsy. I mean, which again, imagine the newborn babies, they're giving them vaccines, and their little hearts stop. I've had the nurses on. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. Well, it took them until I was 18 years old. They decided that I had epilepsy, actually, instead of narcolepsy. They refused to test me for narcolepsy. And I asked them to do that. But so then when I was.
And have you ever had any problems till you took the Gardasil shot?
No, none. I didn't.
How fast did they hit you?
I would say within a month at the most, because I.
The lucky people get the first round and get sick, but don't go through the second and third. Some people get sick right up front, but complete the three.
Yeah, I completed the three, and that's when I got sick, was after the three.
Oh, yeah.
So I got super sick, and but, you know, God is real, and God healed me of it. I have no asthma anymore. I don't faint anymore. I have, I actually had a traumatic brain injury from falling on my head.
Wow.
So, I mean, God is so real, and he can fix anything, and don't get vaccinated. I mean, it's real. So
what, your mother or your father watched the news, thought they were doing the right thing for a little cupcake, took you in and got you the Gardasil, huh?
Yeah, well, my mom, she remembers distinctly they had those commercials that were, you know, fear-mongering pretty much, saying if you don't get your child vaccinated with HPV, that they're going to get cancer.
So this was 15 years ago. So how old are you right now? Are you like 27?
I'm 23.
Wow.
Yeah. And we just, my husband and I, we just had our first child, and we did not get him vaccinated with nothing, and it was hard. I mean, everybody's been so rude to us about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you really got to stand your ground, because they'll try and force it on you.
But here's the little secret. Those nurses are all, when they're supposed to take the shots every year, the hepatitis, the flu shot, they're all squirting them in the trash cans. Nobody takes them. I mean, I even worked for a medical thing when I was in college for a year. I'll leave it at that. And they said, no, none of us take this hepatitis shot. You put it in the trash.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't take it. Trash can.
Good for you.
And the nurse, it was a guy, made a joke. He goes, none of us take this effing crap. I want to live. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Because they live around it, man. You take that stuff every year, you're dead. I work for a large animal vet. He said, yeah, the government mandates it, but nobody really gives it. I'm not going to get into it all. The point is that everybody knows. Those big beef production facilities, they want their cows to be around. They don't follow what they're supposed to. Anyways, go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, I also just wanted to say thank you for your X2, the iodine. It changed my life, just helped me, give me energy, and I feel amazing with it. And I know I can tell it's helping my son that I breastfeed. You know, he is so smart. He's only 3.5 months old, and just life is just so good now, and I'm just so thankful for you and your products and all the knowledge you give us. And it's just God bless you and your team and everybody there.
Well, Michaela, we're all in this together, and that's an understatement. Literally, they're trying to silence us particularly, but they want everyone silenced so that as we go from 1 in 35,000 with autism to 1 in 55 right now, it's going to be like 1 in 10, they're saying, within about 15 years. They don't want anyone saying, hey, it's this. They're doing it to us. They want to just slowly brain damage us till we don't know what hit us.
But you're not a doctor. You're not a doctor, Alex. Stop drawing all these conclusions.
It'd be like if somebody ran you over with a car and you go, cause of death, they were vehicular homicide. They go, you're not a doctor. You see the car run them over and just bled their guts everywhere. God bless you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Michaela, warn everybody you can, not just this show. Warn everybody. My children all the time, they don't do it anymore. They go, Dad, please don't. At grocery stores, at the mall, I'll see a pregnant woman with her husband. I walk right over and I say, listen, I'm Alex Jones, and I want you to read those inserts, not the fact sheets. I care about you. And most of the time they go, oh, I've heard of you. Yeah, we're already having a debate about that. My mom says I should take it. But most of the time they already knows the good news. You know, I was talking to Doc. You know, like half of Austin doesn't vaccinate.
Really?
They all act like it's dirty if you don't do it. Yeah.
Wow. By the way, Alex is always like this. This isn't an act. I've seen Alex like off camera. He's exactly like he is right now.
I'm actually worse.
You're actually worse. See, he's toning it down right now on camera.
Well, you know, when you know there's a scientific dictatorship trying to kill everybody, you kind of get pissed as an alpha male. You know, I mean, you know, I really the response to this is to go after these people physically, but I don't want to do that yet because they'll turn it against us. I want to just have them stop it. I have no desire, you know, to slit these people's throats.
I mean, if you don't tell them, you feel like you're not doing the right thing, right? Like you see someone and you're like, I got to give them this information. And then it's up to them whether they want to accept it or whether they don't.
Absolutely. And I see all, I mean, you see most kids, you can tell when the parents are really medical. They're so dull-eyed and the kid's like 3 years old bumping into things.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, you see the vaccine look.
Yeah.
And, or you see the poor mom trying to control her kids and like, you know, two of the boys are autistic and they're like screaming and yelling in the hall, you know, at the mall. And you want to, and I'll walk over and say, hey, I see you're pregnant again. And they'll usually say, I know, 18 months, gave them the third round of shots. They're both autistic. Believe me, I've learned with two, buddy. I got a lawsuit in right now. I mean, I've had the moms like, they already know.
Yeah.
They're like, they're not getting my third kid.
Yeah, they know.
I mean, this is America, folks.
I almost feel like they're trying to get rid of the firstborns. Like it's some sort of ancient thing that they're bringing back.
Where it is.
Like, you know, it's like the firstborn Pharaoh is going to get the bulk of the vaccines. And then the parents like wise up. And then their second and third child are going to get, you know, spared perhaps. But the first one's going to get the brunt because they're just trying to do what's best for the kid. They trust their doctor. The doctor's supposed to say X or he doesn't get paid. And so they follow the advice. And then their first kid gets hit with these problems, you know, and it's
and like, that, what you said is really deep, because if you study all this, they've proven kind of like the monarch butterfly has three rounds to get to Canada, and then they create the super one that comes back. It's all, you fly all the way back down to Mexico, and they've studied, especially in humans, but a lot of higher order mammals, something happens with the firstborn, more genetic memory somehow where the zygote forms is passed. But I guess the way the genetics works, they don't want too many people. However, it's set up to have all the genetic memory because I guess that creates too many leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So the firstborn supposedly, you know, statistically a leader, and they want to knock. That's why every ancient culture, when it enslaved a group, would demand the firstborn be killed male because they don't want those around.
Yeah, and
because that's a memory, a genetic memory that's passed on.
I saw this one study saying that the firstborn children are statistically smarter than the rest of the children.
That's why every astronaut was firstborn. Almost.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, all the quarterbacks were firstborn. All, you know, the top ones. It's fact.
Yeah.
Not putting down secondborn. And of course, you're going to see secondborn others surpass firstborn. Because like you just said, statistically, people aren't giving their next kids as many shots because they find out, you know.
Yeah.
You know, oh my God, it's so evil. And look at all these callers. We've got a Zach. We've got Taylor. We've got Jamie. We've got Johnny. We've got Chris. We've got Doug. And I promise you this. He's back tomorrow, third hour. If you're here tomorrow, we're getting your name and number. We're going to call you, and we're going to put you on. But everybody holding, get their name and numbers, gets a free T-shirt. Give us your name and address, free T-shirt. Give us the size. We'll send you a random T-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com. And please don't forget, the 12 days of Christmas is here. Do your shopping with us. Store-wide free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. We want to continue to hear hardcore info like this coming out. Gerald Celente is ready, and he takes over now.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hello, hello. Great to be back on The Alex Jones Show every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And yes, it's Christmas time, and do what you can to support InfoWars. And it's Christmas time. It's the birth of the Prince of Peace. So how about let's all push for peace, because that's my kind of man. Yeah, the Prince of Peace. And as I'm looking at the trends going on around the world, and in just a couple of weeks, this will be my 40th year of trend forecasting. That's when I began the Trends Research Institute. Actually, it was first named the Socioeconomic Research Institute of America. The reason being is back then in 1980, when I told people I forecast trends, they would say, music trends, fashion trends. That was it. That was as far as people could think. So I had to use the Socioeconomic Research Institute. We didn't change it to the Doing Business As Trends Research Institute until the 90s. And then people started realizing that you can start looking ahead and see what's going on. So when I talk about the Prince of Peace and what's going on, let's take a trip around the world. Start in Hong Kong, another violent weekend. How about over there in France? Oh, a strike going on. Most of the metros are closed down. It's going on now for the 12th day. People aren't backing down. They want to change the pension laws. But it also began to build last year around November when the yellow vests took to the streets because they were raising petrol taxes. Raising petrol taxes. Hey, isn't that what just happened over there in Iran when they raised the price of oil? Oh, the people took to the streets there too, didn't they? How about down there in Ecuador? Oh, yeah. People took to the streets when they raised the price of petrol down there too, just a couple of months ago. Forced the government to backtrack. What's going on in Chile? Oh, people protesting, violence going on between looting and the police killing and torturing and raping, according to different kinds of peace groups and UN groups. What's that about? Same thing, basically. The 1% having everything, the government's in business to help the elites, while everybody else has nothing. And you know what I say, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And then we could go to Bolivia, and we could go to Colombia, then we could go to Peru. How about Venezuela? Oh, yeah. Wonderful what's going on over there. Inflation's into numbers that are unimaginable. Argentina, same thing. Where they have a 57% inflation rate. Go around the world. Lebanon took to the streets again this weekend. Same thing. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. Zimbabwe, Cameroon, South Africa, Guinea. Name the countries. War, demonstrations, riots, strikes over misery, corruption, poverty, violence. It's Christmas time, time to celebrate the birth of the Prince of Peace. And I, Gerald Celente, am a warrior for the Prince of Peace. Will you fight for war? I should say, will you die for war or you fight for peace? Will you have your children go die for war? Or will you fight for peace? I say this because as a trend forecaster, and again, you don't always get it right all the time, only human, but I'll put my track record up against anybody's. Bring out your books, Trend Tracking, Trends 2000, the Trends Journal. Show me your documented trend forecasts, and then we could have a discussion. You said the markets are going to go down. Yeah, I didn't know about zero negative interest rate policy, quantitative easing, and now pumping in almost $4 trillion into the repo markets to keep the markets boosted. So, yeah, you get it wrong. But I can see what's coming. And what I see coming is World War III. Doesn't happen in, hey, assassinated the Archduke Ferdinand. And that's what began World War I. It says it right in our book. Yeah, right. Oh, they bombed Pearl Harbor. Yeah, I got it. Things led up to it. And by the way, anybody, even with our moronic education system in the United States, and I say moronic, and I just don't throw that word out there loosely, because when you look at the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development study that just came out last week, all the money we spend on education, spend more of it just than any other country, we don't even win places show compared to other countries. But going back, everyone knows that read a little bit of history that if you read about the agreement, the Treaty of Versailles after World War I, it was very clear that World War II would follow, considering what the Allied forces of the day did to the Germans. They set the stage for it. They set the stage for Hitler. We are on the cusp of the beginning of World War III. You just saw the announcement that came out, or maybe the United States since May has put 14,000 more troops into the Middle East, particularly Saudi Arabia, ratcheting up the war against Iran. Just last week, they put more sanctions on Iran. These sanctions are economic warfare. I'm mentioning this because it's Christmas time, the celebration of the Prince of Peace. So please do what you can to support InfoWars and, of course, my movement, Occupy Peace. OccupyPeace.com. Bring home the troops, secure the homeland, close the bases overseas, force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done in violation of the Constitution since World War II, and put referendums on each state ballot where we, the people, will tell them how to vote, because we're the ones that pay for it, the war, with our money and our lives. It's Christmas time. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be an ugly trip into the future. Again, the facts are there. I just named some of the countries. And it's going to get worse as the global economy slows down more. We'll be back in just a few.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. Every Monday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I was mentioning before about Christmas time. For me, the celebration of the birth of the Prince of Peace, as everybody else would celebrate Christmas. I know. Black Friday. What are the retail sales? Oh, by the way, the retail sales numbers that came in for November, they weren't that good. No. And remember, we lost 6 shopping days this year because Thanksgiving came late in the month. Tepid number retail sales could signal ho-hum holiday. You know, the volatile categories, sales rose 0.2%, seasonally adjusted. You take a look over there, a place called China. You want to see some retail sales. Yeah, they were up about 8%. They got a slowdown over there. Ours are up 0.2%. We call this economic growth, and they got a slowdown. Of course China's going to slow down. The place has boomed since Clinton let them into the World Trade Organization back in 2000. Actually, they officially came in 2 weeks after 9/11. 2001. You know, people forget that there were big demonstrations. Battle of Seattle. That's right. Back in the late 90s. Against China coming into the World Trade Organization. This is Seattle, liberal Seattle at the time. But of course, what they did is they had a couple of agents provocateurs, hundreds of thousands of people protesting, smashing windows like in Starbucks and setting a car on fire, something like that. And that's all they focused on. And then it quashed the rebellion. So China has gone from 5% of its people being middle class back then to now over 35%. China has 100 million more middle class people, which they consider middle class by their standards, than America has entirely as a nation. They got like 450 million people that are middle class. What do we got? 325 million people in the entire country here. You watch what's going on in China. They're saying that the 21st century is going to be the Asian decade, and China is going to be the leader. And you know what I say, the business of America is war. The business of China is business. With their Belt and Road Initiative, doing all these deals with all these countries. They got to pay for what they're doing, these building these bridges and these roads and this fast rail. Oh, they're going to go in debt. Like, how about all the countries that go in debt with the international mafia, monetary fund? And they don't get anything. People get it. People get shafted. We're going to raise your taxes, raise your retirement age till after you die, take away your pensions and your benefits. The next segment, when I come back, I'm going to talk about some of the top trends shaping 2020. We put our list out last week. It was on with Alex Jones for a while, talking about them. Didn't get through all of them. But I want to stay on the war front right now. Because last week, the U.S. approved a record military spending bill. $738 billion. As our country is rotting, we got homeless people all over the place, can't secure the borders, but they can keep that military-industrial complex going and killing. Only 41 Democrats voted against it. There are no liberals in this country anymore, is what they used to call themselves. There's warmongers. Yep. There was a report that came out last week that's out of the news that my friends, who are pretty in tune with things to some extent, never heard of. It was a front page story in the New York Times, the paper of record, or as I fondly call it, the toilet paper of record. Public was duped on Afghan war. Claims of progress hid bleak assessments. In other words, they lied to us, as they continue to lie, General this and that. They're lying murderers. You got it? The facts are here. Washington Post story, some 2,000 pages. Coming from generals and troops. I will read you one of them. Even as the Taliban returned in greater numbers and troops on the ground voiced concerns about the American strategy growing shortcomings, senior American officials almost always said that progress was being made. Senior American official liars. Senior American official scum. Senior American pathological liars. Senior American murderers. Capisce? Oh, don't get upset, Salenti. Calm down. Learn how to be a pathological liar. And boy, do I know pathological liars. I know one firsthand. Yep. Talk about that some other time. A piece of slime. Pathological liars are great at what they do. They become politicians as well. You know, they promised us they were going to do this, but when they got elected, they didn't carry through because they're pathological liars. Anyway, the document outlined by the Post showed otherwise. Quote, we were devoid of fundamental understanding of Afghanistan. We didn't know what we were doing. Now, who would say something like that? They didn't know what they were doing. Admitted. Douglas Lute, a 3-star army general. This is a guy at the top saying they didn't know what they were doing while the official scum in Washington, under the Bush, under the Obama, and under the Trump administrations keep lying to us. What are we trying to do here? He told the government interviewers. We didn't have the foggiest notion of what we were undertaking. The 2,000 pages of interviews were obtained through the Freedom of Information Act request and years of legal back and forth with the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan. They wouldn't give it to him. 3 years. Oh, we're Americans. We have freedom. Yeah, freedom of what? Like the central banksters. They hold back their reports after 5 years. This is murder in the first degree. We don't have a clue what's going on over there. But you know my forecast. Before the elections end next year, we'll be out of Afghanistan. We also have a peace treaty. But Trump is going to play the Trump card. It's the art of the deal. We'll be back in a few.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Hello, hello. Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And it's the 12th day before Christmas. And they have the all-new 12-day Christmas sale. Or day 8 at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, double Patriot points. For the next 12 days, InfoWars is bringing you a new special that stays until the end of the sale every day, plus free shipping and double Patriot points and extra stickers. Today's featured special is 60% off TurboForce. With a long list of powerful time-tested ingredients, TurboForce will soon be your number one go-to sauce for quick, accessible energy. See why your fellow InfoWarriors are stocking up today. And they have a number of other additional 12-day specials. So do what you can to support InfoWars and keep the truth alive. And again, as a warrior for the Prince of Peace, I ask you to please consider giving a gift of peace by going to Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com. Bring home the troops, close the borders overseas. What are we doing in Italy, in Germany, Japan? All over, 800 bases in over 80 countries? What kind of garbage is this to feed the military-industrial complex? Bring them home. Have them rebuild our third world infrastructure. Give them skills. And so when they come back, they feel like they have something. Because we see the suicide rates of the veterans. It's over 20 a day. You know, when they had the wars going, like the Vietnam War, you get one tour of duty. Now they bring them back multiple times. And I just read to you what a crisis the Afghan war is and what it's doing to destroy people. Matter of fact, a soldier that was in Afghan war in Australia, they just found a young man. He's dead now. And he was speaking out against the atrocities that were being committed by the soldiers there. It was just reported that he tragically died. We have to stop this. We will not elevate to a higher society in a state of war. So again, do what you can to support InfoWars and Occupy Peace. And as I said in the final segment here, I want to talk about some of the top trends for 2020. You know, the home builders came out today. They are very excited. They're looking for home sales to boost and new people buying new homes in 2020. Well, it'll be okay for a while because they're going to lower interest rates, is my forecast, to zero to negative by this time next year to boost up the slowing economy. I just read to you what retail sales are doing. They're not doing good. Ho-hum is the words that they use in the Wall Street Journal. The sales are slow. The economy's not that strong. When you look at the jobs that are created, where are they coming from? The hospitality sector. They don't make a lot of money doing that or in healthcare. So, to boost the economy, they're going to lower interest rates. So we're saying real estate is peaked. Could go up a little more, but it's peaked. As for the equity markets, as long as the Federal Reserve keeps pushing in more cheap dough to let the gamblers who are addicted. And by the way, if you know a lot of these Wall Street cats, man, yeah, it's one of their trips, man, and other stuff. These cats get high. They're addicts. They're gambling addicts plus others. They got to keep their habit going. Not all of them, of course, but there is a crew of them. So, the markets, my forecast is they're near the peak, as well as real estate. One of the other trends that we're looking at, we call it high-tech heroin. They're coming out with this 5G technology. There are going to be cell towers on telephone poles, on lampposts, on rooftops, all around your neighborhood and throughout your city. We've done extensive research. We haven't done extensive research. I say we have analyzed extensive research. The people in the Trends Journal that are specialists in that field, the science field. And there is ample evidence of the deadliness of radio frequency radiation, 5G, as well as what people call smartphones, I call stupid phones. I don't carry one, won't carry one. Did work for the Cellular Telecommunications Industry Association going back to the 90s, the early 90s, when they had these boxes in the back of trunks, in the trunk of your car with an aerial shooting out. So I've been following it since then, and I know the studies that have come out showing the dangers of this. High-tech heroin, you're seeing sperm counts fall. You're seeing cancer rates go up. The facts are there. Well, it causes cancer in rats. Doesn't mean it's going to cause cancer in peoples. They were saying back several years ago not to let children use these things because their brain shield is thinner. As you grow older, it gets thicker. So now the radio frequency radiations go in deeper with children. So high-tech heroin is another one of our top trends for 2020, along with the roaring 2020s. People want to have a good time. This is Dullsville, man. Everybody's so uptight. Don't get loose. Be tight. Oh, by the way, politically correct is an oxymoron. And you have to be a moron to believe politically correct. Because when you look up the definition of politician, it's someone who's manipulative and devious, typically to gain advancement within an organization. So there can't be anything correct about politically correct. So this is the time to boogie, to let loose. The entrepreneurs that see this and start creating sound style, features, atmospheres that make people feel good, feel loose, and feel respectful to one another, that is going to be the roaring 2020s, as well as elegance. Because in 2021, this thing's going down. Look, I know billionaires. I know a lot of rich people. Not a lot, but I run into them from time to time. And they know it too. They know the game's going to be over. So before the game is over, you want to raise yourself to the highest levels you can be, spiritually, emotionally, physically, in style, grace, and elegance. Bring it to the higher level. Go back to the 1930s, the Great Depression, swing time, hottest music America ever knew. I have a photograph of my parents, may their souls rest in peace. Immigrant class of people, Italiano, dressed to the nines in their wedding picture, 1934. Gowns like you don't see today. They worked in factories. They were laborers. Worked in fish stores, grocery stores. They brought themselves up to a high level. It doesn't mean you have to buy expensive. You could buy now anywhere in a lot of places, particularly in the whole online world of use this and that. You could look the best you can be. So what I'm saying to people, this thing's going down. So get high before it goes down in elegance, style, grace, class, and dignity. And independence. All of these movements I talked about that are going on around the world. No leader, no leader in France, no leader in Lebanon, no leader in Chile, no leader in Ecuador, no leader in Colombia, no leader in Bolivia, no leader in Zimbabwe, no leader in Guinea, no leader in Cameroon. You're the leader. We the people are the leaders. This is a big trend. I've been at this for 40 years, never seen anything like it in my life. So this is a time of independence, truth, beauty, love, and joy. Occupy peace, support Alex Jones, and Bon Natale. Merry Christmas. See you next week.